With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You're listening to BTW, and we're going to drop some PvP knowledge on all you suckers.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. My name is Chris, aka AstroZombie954.
My name is Jacob, aka Dino.
And today is Monday, June 27th. We are in a, regional continental championship hangover.
You could say something like that with all the drinking that was done. Not. Sleeping too much after drinking, but definitely a little exhausted still, although I didn't sleep much yesterday, which I could have.
Yeah. So Wildcat is taking the night off. He is doing, I guess, some type of talk with like some kids at a high school about programming and stuff, so he's giving back to the kids.
Yeah, that's awesome. seems something like that he would do. But
Wildcat loved the kids.
Yeah, that was the accent. So I was gonna say, like, it's been actually, now that I'm thinking about it, it's been a while since I think me and you just did a show. It feels like back in like day one, right?
It's been a long fucking
time. I almost forgot what that feels like.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm like, the days that we were like didn't know what to do too much.
Yeah, and we just looked at each other for a few seconds and just okay.
Yeah.
So man, I'm like beat. I'm still like trying to
feel like I'm still trying to recover, even though there was like no like, you know, time difference or anything like that, but I just feel like I'm still trying to recover from the weekend. A lot of things going on, a lot of movement, just a lot going on for sure.
Yeah. So instead of going over our weeks, because no one wants to hear that when we spent most of it actually in Ohio.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they want to hear. They don't care what we did before that.
They want to hear what's going on. What did you think of the entire experience? Because I know this was all of our first time.
I think the first time for all, at least the three of us. I don't know about like anybody else that came with us, but I've never actually been to any kind of convention. So to me, like, even includes like comic, conventions or anything like that, like, you know, superhero conventions, whatever it's called. So to me, like, it was something crazy, and just like how much work it takes to get that going. And I'm like thinking, like, holy crap, like, just like the whole this scenario, like the event itself, like, it just was insane how well. It could have or how bad it could have gone, but how well like everything was just like smooth. So to me, like, it was very like, it was a great experience, and I enjoyed it like every minute of it. What were your thoughts on it?
Kind of the same. I thought it was run extremely well. Everything moved very fastly and smoothly. Especially like towards the end of registration on Thursday. Thursday, Once they were getting closer to like time that they had to close, it was like boom, 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 boom. Like the line was just
moving. I think if it wasn't for them delaying the time, I would have been late to first round. I don't know if you remember me completely forgetting my badge.
Yeah.
And then Who's Your Data is like, he was in line to get hit. He was had to check in as well. Mm-hmm. And he's like, let's go. Like we had, I think we arrived 25 minutes before it started, and we had to drive back and forth to the to convention center. And I was fucking freaking out. Like I was stressed out. Like I was like, holy crap. I'm like, I already lost. I'm out. I can't do this.
Yeah.
But luckily enough, you know, Lyle, you know, I skipped the line, you know, with Lyle, because I don't think he didn't have to register. Oh, he had to register, but you guys, you and him were until like 2 p.m., right? Or no, it was 12.
Yeah, it was supposed to be 2, but then they moved it up to 12.
Yeah, that's something also where there was like a miscommunication. But I think overall, besides those like that, you know, saying 2 instead of 12, everything else was like perfect. Like it was run like really smoothly. Everything was like the phones that we used were great. You know, every now and then it was like a little bit like kind of like not laggy, but it just like the phone seemed like it's like slowing. It was the phone that was slow. But yeah, overall, like I enjoyed it. Definitely got a little bit of like, you know, the sweats, you know, battling there the first round for sure. And then after losing the first, I feel like I just got like more, I got loosened up.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's how, unfortunately for you, like I felt like the eyes were always on you, like not just like from us. And it was very funny to like see your eye, like your expressions on it the whole time.
Yeah, it was, I think what made it more stressful was the fact that I had to like wait so long to start.
Oh, okay. So you would have like preferred like from the get go.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't like having to sit, and wait till, well, until noon, but which I want to say they handled even that really well. They were very like open, like, hey, we made a mistake. Emails got sent out, but we didn't expect any of you to check them. So we're going to give everyone, if you're here, you're going to sit down at your table if you get a table. But if they're not, if your opponent isn't there, they're going to get until, I think they gave them like 5 minutes after two.
I think it was like 2:05, 2:10, something like that.
Yeah. Which was awesome. I mean, yeah, they could have very easily been like, oh, well, you should have checked your email. You know, fuck you.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I thought they were actually very fair. Which is great, because also you also saw Michael, mm-hmm, which everyone knows from Twitter. Just Michael, that's it. And I forget do you remember the girl? Well, actually, I don't know if you ever watched the video. The girl that Trainer Tips interviewed. Okay, yeah, I don't remember the name, but I think, yeah, she was there. I think Kelsey.
I think that was their name.
Yeah, so that's what I was like, I don't know if like I was like starstruck, but like I was like surprised. Like I'm like, wait, is that them? Like, wait, and they're like next to each other too. I'm like, wait, I think that's Michael too. I'm like, holy crap.
That's awesome.
But yeah, that was, I didn't even know, like, because I feel like they're just like always busy, so I'm like, I didn't want to like interrupt them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that was awesome to see them there as well, like witnessing, like, I guess like the first international championship for Pokemon Go.
Yeah, it was an experience. It was a lot of fun. So I'm sure everyone's gonna want to know how everyone did. So since Wildcat isn't here to talk about his, we're not going to talk about his because he may not want us to.
Yeah,
say
he can bring it up happened. If he wants next week.
He can bring it up next week when he's on. Same thing with Lyle. If you want to know how he did,
you can. Or ask you could just go on Twitch and watch the video as well.
Yeah, or you can watch it.
He's gonna get so mad at me.
Yeah. So, but Dino, I'm sure everyone really wants to know how you did.
Yeah.
I will say, out of the four of us that competed, You did do the best out of everyone.
Yeah. I think I did. I mean, I think maybe Lyle and me are probably like,
but you got a bye, so this doesn't count.
He's gonna be like, it's still a win. But yeah, he did get a bye. I think we ended up going 2-2 as well, but I ended up, I lost the first round. Of course, you know, just being nervous and all, I didn't have like any experience. I didn't know what to expect. So it was definitely a little bit of like the nerves and like misplaced and stuff like that. I, you know, looking back, I could have easily won. But it's you know, part of the experience. And then next match, I'm sure, which maybe, I don't know. I think maybe you don't know, maybe Matthew may know, but I know Wildcat knows who, Vergiverg is from Twitch.
Yeah. I knew who he was. Once I saw it, I was like, oh shit.
And then I faced him in the losing bracket and I'm like, fuck, like why? and then I actually ended up 2-0-ing him and I'm like, all right. So like then after that, like the momentum just like picked up. And I felt good about it. And then I faced somebody else. I completely forget their name. Oh, I think it's like Chippy Choodle. He seems to be very known around the community because he was around like with the other people. Mm-hmm. And he apparently actually started like following us like a few days before Ohio. Oh, so yeah. So which is crazy. And he's like, I attacked somebody from the podcast. His name was Wildcat. And like, he was happened to be behind me. I'm like, this is Wildcat over here. And then he's like, oh, you know, like nice to meet you and stuff like that. But I ended up facing him and he was actually a legend. He had the legend pose. So he was legend himself. So I'm like, you know how we mentioned the whole like pose thing? I'm like, okay. So I kind of got to put my guard up because he has obviously like potential of like doing like crazy tactics, catching moves, or anything crazy like that, sack swap. And funny thing enough is I ended up actually winning 2-1 because I caught, I think, a play rough on my registry or something crazy like that. Uh-huh. So that like completely like changed the momentum there. And then unfortunately, the round after that, I faced somebody called Balk88, which he's actually around our community. We're in the Broward tournaments a lot, and I'm like, I didn't notice that till I think just 2 days ago or something like that, because I'm like, wait, this guy looks familiar.
Yeah.
So from there, I had actually a good chance of winning against him, but this guy plays in the Emerald Factions tier, and I was told that afterwards. I'm like, okay, this makes sense because this guy knows like how to play the show six, and then bring three. And it was a great experience. I know what I did wrong, but that guy ended up going and winning the whole loser bracket for our, I think it was Group B. I think I was in, yeah, Group B. So I didn't feel too bad losing to him because he won the whole bracket for losers bracket to go to the next day. But yeah, overall, like I think I did well. I don't actually regret really bringing, you know, one Pokemon, which I was like not too sure how it had done, and I brought Sirfetch'd, and funny enough, Sirfetch'd did make it on day two. So, and funny enough, I think the guy that Balk lost to in day two had also Sirfetch'd, and I'm like, yeah, I definitely misplayed that really bad. So like, I saw like what I could have done better. So it really helped like seeing that as well.
It's awesome.
So what about you? How tell us your experience of like how from like round one to round two, or to the loser bracket and whatnot.
Yeah. So I went 0-2. I lost both my matches. My first round, the guy I ended up playing, I forget his name. I'll look it up while I'm talking.
Base actually was like actually like pretty good. While you look up his name, I'll just continue saying what I remember, because this guy actually got pretty far, beat a lot of good, like, known players in the community, and I was just like, all right, Astro, don't feel bad, because I probably would have lost against this guy probably, like, 0-2. So, like, this guy was good, and it was your first round. I feel like one thing I didn't mention, actually, the guy that I played in the first round, he actually ended up telling me that he looked me up before battling me. Because I think we had the brackets the day before.
Yeah.
So he told me, like, oh, I saw you do a podcast. I'm like, oh, well, great. There you go. So I don't know if he, like, looked up, like, Twitch and he already knew what I look like, you know, stuff like that. So I think it's actually kind of cool, like, because that's kind of like what Chippy Doodle in the third round did. And also Vergiverg, he followed us also after our battle. Awesome. Because I literally would, like, every time we're like, oh yeah, you know, kind of like marketing, I guess, in a way.
Yeah.
Our name and putting that out there. You know, we also remember with game Go Stadium, they took a picture with us and they posted it in their Twitter.
Yeah.
So it was great. Cool. I don't know if you have. Did you find the name of your opponent?
Yes. Okay. So my first opponent was his name is Jibba No There, and I like did the same thing. Like I tried to Google him and see if like there was, you know, some type.
Oh, you did try to Google him?
I did.
What?
There's no video. He has no videos. No nothing.
I didn't do any of that. But funny enough, the guy that I faced, he looks so familiar, and then he ended up telling me that. In Milwaukee, he was on stage, so he was on Twitch, right? And, like, that's why he looked familiar, because I remember seeing you on stage, and I'm like, okay. He's like, he was worried that I was going to see his game style on Twitch, and I'm like, I'm so mad, because I should have. Yeah. But, yeah, no, I didn't. So that was smart of you to do that, because I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. They were close matches. I know you and Wildcat were watching from his perspective. And you both said, you know, there was maybe like a couple misplays, but it was pretty RPS. He had me locked pretty good. He ended up going on to beat House Stark, Lyle, and then I think maybe one more person.
Did he
make it to the top eight?
I don't remember how far he made it, but he got pretty close. He ended up losing, I think, to Sassy Frass, which is one of the persons that I ended up meeting there. And Who's Your Data is like, because he's also a streamer and pretty well known. He was the only person I lost to in Factions, and it was against like all odds against him, and he still won. Yeah. So meeting him, and he's like, oh yeah, I remember a match. And then like later down the road, Who's Your Data was with me. And then like he came by, and he's like, he saw me. He's like, yo, Dino, what's up? And then Who's Your Data is like, yo, Dino. I mean, he's like, yo, you're so famous now. Like, what the hell? Like, did they ask for your autograph?
There was a couple of those. Like,
yeah.
Hey, Astro. And I'm like,
that's, yeah. That's what I was kind of cool. Like, you know, seeing that stuff, like, you know, also when we left the restaurant in, I think it was, yeah, community day, one of the guys, Chippy Chudel, which I don't know if you saw it, like some guy was talking to me. Yeah. That was Chippy Chudel. So it's kind of cool. It's like a cool experience that people actually like recognize you.
Yeah. It was awesome. So lost that first one, knew the mistakes that I had made. And I'm sitting there waiting for my next opponent.
I love this part. I love this.
And all of a sudden, I check the scoreboard, and the words that came out of my mouth were, fuck me.
Literally, every time he faces me or Wildcat or Lyle, he says the same thing. So you already know this is bad.
Yeah. I had to play fucking House Stark.
In the moment, I'm not gonna lie to you, I didn't say it because obviously like I was trying to support you, but I was just like, oh my god, like this is so bad.
Listen, I knew it was bad.
I wouldn't want to even face him, to be honest with you. So
yeah.
But tell us how that went.
That actually, even though I lost, it was enough that I had him sweating. And it was honestly a miss. It was one misplay by me, and it was okay, so it was one counter away from beating him, but it was a misplay that really kind of sealed it. Because if I had thrown my sludge bomb, if I got the extra counter in and threw the sludge bomb, I would have beat him the first round.
Would have changed the momentum of the
game. It would have changed. I felt like it would have changed the momentum because he was already kind of flustered from the last match because he got 0-2'd.
Yeah, I don't remember, but he. Yeah, it could have been 0-2.
But you could tell he was frustrated during that first one because, if I threw my mud bomb, I would have won that. Or sludge bomb, I would have won that. So I knew where I had messed up, and I knew Toxicroak was going to be a problem for him. So, you know, I brought it again. After the first one, he literally looked up and shook my hand after the first one because it was that close. He was like, that was intense.
So. Yeah. Which is funny because like after the whole, you know, match of it, you know, you losing, he was kind of smiling and we're like, wait, did you win or did you at least win one? He's like, no, I got 0-2. And I'm like, I was like wondering like why he was smiling. He goes like, I think you said like he gave you like a compliment, like that was like very
close. He said my team was awesome. He said it was incredibly hard to figure out how to get around. And he was like, it took him forever to pick his team. And then literally in game two, he's like, we're playing. I got probably the best safe swap sack swap I've ever done in my entire life. ending getting a play rough. He went to throw a play rough from his Azu, and I ended up switching into my Azu right before he threw the play rough.
What was he going to throw it on?
Umbreon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I ended up switching that, and when I did that, he was like, fuck, that was a nice switch.
He said it out loud?
That's yeah, awesome. He was like, that was a good switch. But I could tell he was getting nervous because he was tapping his leg a lot.
And that's what I do all the time. I'm doing that now, but that's good. Yeah. I do that when I'm nervous or just anxious.
So they were good losses, I guess I would say, because A, I was going up against someone who's way above, you know, caliber player than I am. But to take them like that close to losing, and for even them to come back and say like, you played really, like that was really close. I was worried there for a second.
Yeah, it's a good compliment even though you lost, it was awesome. But it's like a good experience for sure.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, I thought they ran everything really well. It was definitely an experience. We got to meet, even though we've talked to her, we actually got to meet face to face with DeFi. We, you know, met with Rambling Rabbit from Ghost Stadium. There was a bunch of people.
And JR Honda also from Ghost Stadium. He's the only one that's usually always, which I think Matthew called me out the other day. He's like, you're on Ghost Stadium, right? I'm like, how'd you know? He's like, lucky guess. I'm like, what the hell? But he's always the one that's like streaming on Ghost Stadium. And you always know, like you'll see him in there and you can recognize him. And it was nice. We actually met him for a little bit. He was also busy because he was like, I felt like he was kind of like, I don't know what he was really doing. But I felt like he was kind of like managing to see like if everything goes smooth. Like he was just standing up all the time, making sure people like clapped and stuff like that. So it was really nice meeting him as well, because I always do watch his streams as Matthew caught me. So so yeah, I mean, like I think overall it was great, you know, seeing I think someone mentioned Trainer Tips was there. I never saw him, but
yeah.
Yeah, it's just meeting like all those people like in person, like Caleb, you know, Speedy SG, mm-hmm. We saw him like, because he came late and we saw him like rushing, like he got like escorted by somebody because he was like late already to shoutcasting. Mm-hmm. So we saw him in person, so it was great seeing a lot of these players like House Stark, Toshi, and all these just like crazy names actually in person.
Yeah. I'm gonna give Caleb the best dressed award. Cause when he came out and we were talking to him, man, that dude is like slick. He was literally the best dressed person easily. There.
he was smooth easily. With it. Yep. I'll definitely tell him that when I see him in the six on Twitch.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'll tell him. I'll jump on there and be like, hey, yeah. You're looking real nice.
He's just like wink at him. Yeah.
So so we all didn't make it to the second day, which gave us an opportunity to all play Community Day together.
We did it on purpose, right? We did it on purpose. We needed some Dino, you know, some Dino Community Day.
Exactly. It was fun. I didn't think it was terrible. I thought okay. I'm not complaining. Don't start. Just kidding. I'm not complaining, but I was a little surprised how low the shiny rate was compared to, yeah. Because I think I walked out at the end of Community Day, not in the, you know, post raid Community Day part, with two. And I think Lyle had the most at like five.
Six. Or six. I had six. I think he had like around four or five. It was between me and him, but I know that we didn't play the whole event, at least me in, well, I know, at least I know I didn't. I think I started like around, just catching a few at the house, at the Airbnb, and then I caught, I think really started grinding like probably like 11:40, 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for 2 hours, I think it's still bad, but it wasn't like the worst I've seen.
Yeah.
I don't know if it has to do anything with it being that shiny specifically, but I don't think they changed the shiny rates for this. So it was really weird.
Yeah, I didn't see if anything about it. Honestly, I wasn't even looking at Twitter or anything while I was there, because why would I need to look at Twitter when everybody who's on Twitter
is there?
There with
me. It's there. Yeah. No need, like Ghost Stadium's there. Yeah. I mean, obviously PvP wasn't there, but still, like, It was insane.
Why don't you tell everybody where we ended up playing the last hour of Community Day?
Okay, it was a park. It was a regular park.
Let me tell them from my perspective first. So, me and my wife, we left the house later because she was getting ready and I didn't want to rush her, so... We finished, and Hoosiers sends me a text. He's like, with a pin, we're at this park to finish the last hour. So we Uber over to this park, and they drop us off, and I start walking, and I'm hearing like, rah, rah, rah. And I'm like, what the hell is this noise? As I'm getting closer, I'm not going to talk about religion or what religion it was, but it was somebody standing there making very unpleasant and obnoxious statements towards everyone that was there. And I'm like, what the hell kind of a, what convention? Like, is there something going on? And then as I'm walking around, realize that it's like some hippie fest. And
yeah, I don't know. It seemed like it was hippie. I'm not entirely sure what it was, but
it could have definitely been like a hippie pride mix type thing.
Yeah.
But it was definitely interesting. The smells were very interesting.
Yeah, it was a mixture of a bunch of different smells, like not like body odor, but like just like weird smells, like I don't know, from trees or something like that.
if you want to know what the tree smell was, you're gonna have to message one of us and we'll tell you what that is.
But there was one smell that was very distinct and I've never smelled in my life, but it just was very disgusting. I almost threw up. But it's just it just smells something like from, I don't even know if I want to say it. Like,
we'll just, again, message it's just us bad. And we'll tell you the smells.
But besides that, I mean, like, the park wasn't too bad itself in regards to like the spawns.
Yeah. The only bad part was the, I'm not gonna say bad part. It was very interesting. Seeing several females walking around with no shirts on, like right in front of police officers. And they were just like, no problem. Like, people smoking joints right in front of them. Like, they were like there was a gentleman that was doing push-ups.
Oh yeah.
And they were like counting his push-ups
for one hand, like, push-ups.
You can do one more.
One hand push-ups.
Like, yeah. I wish I recorded it, because it was like, those are the kind of things that some people need to see. But it was a very fun, exciting experience. And we ended up all catching all five, six of us.
Right at the end.
Right at the end.
Literally 1 minute left.
Yeah. On the way to lunch, we all caught hundos.
Like, he's like, oh, I think it was you that you're the first one that mentioned it, right? Yeah. He's like, I caught a hondo. I'm like, and I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, I have my gacha on. This thing probably didn't catch it. Like, this thing didn't catch it. I go look. I put four and then star, and I see it. I'm like, no way. And then like everybody starts checking their stuff, and everybody caught it. I'm like, how is that even possible? Like, it was just crazy that everyone caught it. So
yeah, so that was cool. But besides that, I thought it was, so the whole raid thing afterwards was actually kind of cool. I only did one, and it was at the restaurant. Like, I didn't do another
right,
one.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But I can't speak for other people because we were in such a highly congested area with gyms and stops, because I guess Niantic put, like, three gyms and, like, a whole ring of stops around where the convention was. So it was just always, like, popping off. So
yeah.
It seemed like we got an extra a 6-hour community day.
I actually I don't know why I was under the impression that if somebody took down the Zwellias from the gym, that it would just be showing up dinos for whoever took down the gym. But that wasn't like the case. It's for everybody around there. And I'm like, okay,
yeah,
we don't really have to raid this thing. So I thought that was very cool. I know some people were complaining about the amount of Zwellias that were spawning.
Mm-hmm.
But
I thought it was, I mean, again, our view is a little skewed because of the population of people. There was a ton of people playing Pokemon Go for that community day, and stops and gyms were, it was just so congested from Niantic putting things up for the convention.
I'm gonna just throw something out there and let me know if this kind of like makes sense. So let's just say that for every 100 dinos that you saw, for every 100 dinos that you saw, they changed 30 of those for Zwellias. So you only see like 70% that you normally would instead for the second evolution that's not even a shiny. So that kind of lowers your rate of getting the shiny. Because let's just say that Zwellias that you were supposed to get maybe a shiny, it ended up being just a Zwellias, so you can't get a shiny.
Yeah.
So maybe that took away from like you getting the shiny more often for other community days. But I mean, to me, I didn't mind getting the candies for it.
Yeah.
But I know some people were definitely not too happy about that.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I got the Hundo. I got a shiny that I didn't have, so I was happy.
Yeah, and if you want like a Shundo.
Zwellias was cool. Yeah.
Yeah, if you want a Shundo, just lucky trade it. Like, maybe that get lucky.
Exactly. I am interested to hear what our listeners thought of this community day. So if you guys want to message us in the podcast feedback and let us know, we'll talk about it next week. Or if you want to email us to the info website, or if you go on our website, you can actually submit it through the website as well. So, but so that's kind of it. There's some other stuff, but I don't want to spend like an entire episode talking about this weekend.
Yeah, we haven't even started in the subsection yet.
So we're gonna kind of jump into this into the self section here. All right. I want to give a congratulation. Okay, I'm going to give him two congratulations and that's it. I'm done.
Why two?
Okay. So first, congratulations to Lyle for winning the Forged Cup, the BTW Forged Cup. His team was Cofagrigus, Orangaroo, Galvantula, Piloswine, Sudowoodo, and Shadow Gyarados. Huh, funny, Sudowoodo was on that team. I wonder who gave that information.
Definitely not you.
So congratulations to that, and congratulations... Oh,
okay, now I remember. That was funny.
For becoming the first BTW heavyweight champion. He ran the gauntlet not once, but twice to play me in person in Master League. So he lost to Dino first, right?
Yeah, he lost to me and then came back to play the second time.
Yep. Did he lose to Wildcat the first time too?
No.
No? He okay.
Yep.
Yep. So he went through that and it was there were some close matches.
Yes. Yeah, I was there. I was watching.
Yep. we were all sitting in the living room of the Airbnb and he casted his phone onto the TV and I turned around so I didn't see him. And it was a lot of fun.
It was actually fun.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Were you nervous at all, like actually playing like in person like that?
Not playing in person. I was kind of nervous because I didn't want him to win at first.
Yeah.
We did end up having to play four matches.
Yes, the judge said there was some issues with the game.
There was a lag issue. The judge came in with a very unbiased ruling.
Yes, you know I love Lyle, so.
Yeah, and it was seconded by Hoosier. Hoosier was there, and he agreed. So we ended up playing four sets, and they were all extremely close. I don't think.
Yeah, it was. I think it was 1-1, and then the third match, well, the fourth match, was very, very intense because he also said he was worried. Like after he was like, "Holy crap!" He
was like, "Holy shit!" Holy shit. So, it was fun. So that will kind of. So that wraps up this first season of the Battle for the Belt. I had posted in the Battle for the Belt channel on our Discord that I was going to make some announcements for season 2, and I will at some point during the show. But we're going to talk about our Fairy Tale Cup that started today. Did you play your match yet?
Yes, I won. 2-1. Okay. Completely forgetting just like how I don't. Do you even want to like discuss like the changes on here? Or do you want to wait on GBL?
No, we're gonna wait because that's where I really noticed the
where. The oh, you played there. Your sets. Like
no,
you play like.
I played one battle from my set, but okay. I noticed it. I did, my last forged battle against the real DeLong, and that's when I first noticed it. And then when I did my fairy tale battle against ZT Smith, my twin ZT Smith, that's when I really, really noticed it. Because you could maybe get away with what was going on in, you know, Great League or Ultra League, but when you're in Little Cup, like the shit that was happening, that doesn't.
Oh yeah, no, that's you that notice it right work. Away.
Yeah, you notice it right away.
But yeah, no, I actually, you know, after losing the first match, I kind of want to say like I kind of figure out like how to play this mm-hmm. new, whatever you want to call it, and I actually ended up winning, and I enjoyed it a lot. Actually, using Pokemon that I probably would never use, like what is it? It's like I barely use Mawile, like even though it's in Great League, but I barely use it. Using Benonat was fun with the confusion. So it's looking at the teams here. Like I see that somebody brought Shieldon, so that's interesting. And some Pokemon that I don't even know its moveset, so that will be fun. How did you play your first round yet?
I did. So last night, I solidified my team and ran a couple practice matches and did really well until I played, I think, Herm, and realized that I had a giant Skarmory-sized hole in my team. Not thinking that really anybody was going to bring Skarmory, which it surprisingly a lot of people did. So I had to make some adjustments. After I made those adjustments, I played Matthew. you could ask Matthew how that went. It didn't go well for him. What did I end up with? I know I went.
Yeah, I see. I see you're using like Alolan Ninetales, Fortress, Himachan, Scorpi, I forget his name. Scorpi, yeah. Badoo and the hippo. The first hippo. So I definitely see that you get wrecked by Skarmory still, unless depending what I mean, still even then like four of your Pokemons are gonna get wrecked by Skarmory.
Yeah. So I know Skarmory was an issue. I will say that I'm not gonna say my move sets, but I did make adjustments to some of the move sets on some of the Pokemon that if it got stuck up against Skarmory, at least it would be able to fight back. So that was something, but it was
what,
cool.
So what is the fast move on the hippo? Because like that should be like interesting to even see.
So on that hippo, I guess I'll have to. I mean,
you don't have to. If you actually,
I mean, you could look at it and tell because I think the first one is like tackle or pound or something, and then the other one is bite.
Okay, so it only has those two moves.
Yeah, it only has those two moves.
Okay,
but it does have a nice set of charge moves on
you
it.
You don't have to discuss that.
Unfortunately, bite doesn't charge fast enough to get to some of them.
Not at all.
But I've noticed a few, like I was going up against a few psychic types, and having bite on that does help. So it gave me like a little advantage. I was able to pick up some coverages with different movesets on different Pokemon. Badoo only runs, it may have a second fast move, but it only has energy ball and...
You're talking about the charge moves?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know it has Razor Leaf, but I don't know about the second moves.
Yeah.
Or the charge moves that it has.
Yeah. But I will tell you this, and you can ask anyone who practiced with me last night and got their Barboach stuck up against Badoo. That thing just shreds it.
Oh, for sure. It does 100. I see that. Yeah, there's like a bunch of people that are actually using grass Pokemon, which there's no other reason why you would bring one without Razor Leaf. But I was definitely prepared for that because you don't want to go against like a Fortress or a Benonat with that thing because that chunks it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Badoo luckily is bulky enough. It kind of can survive some of that and still be able to output some good damage. I don't remember if it was against Matthew or someone else that I think Badoo took out the entire team and fairly quickly.
Looking at Matthew's team right now, I can see just that. Well, it can take out his whole team except for maybe one. And even then, it would do a lot of damage. Yeah. So
sorry, Matthew. It was... I will say this is a fun.
I enjoy it for sure. It was a nice cup, created by somebody that doesn't even like little cup.
Yeah, exactly. Which is awesome. Also our factions update on our factions. We actually won pretty handily, I think, right?
I don't remember the score, I do remember
it was a pretty winning. Big margin of points. We did play a pretty tough team, the Queen Bees.
We were nervous. They have a lot of good players. I know maybe from what I heard, some of them weren't having like a good day or a good week. It's very unfortunate, but you know, we needed to get that win to stay on track to even want to move up to the next, what would be the next one?
I think it's Iron.
Are we in Iron right now? Yeah, we're in Iron right now.
Copper?
I don't know.
Copper?
Yeah. Something like that. Definitely want to stay on track for that. So we definitely had to like give it our all, considering some of us got like huge, sweeps, being away, like it was good.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, against all odds, I guess us being kind of like a sort of vacation, we still played and got a win, so that was huge.
Yeah. So that gives us a 5-1 record. I think we're, 7 points ahead of third place and only 4 points behind first place. Swab, what is it? Swab Blues?
Oh, Swab Blues, I think it's called.
Yeah. RC Cola and his team there do have the tiebreaker over us. So if it ends up tied, they'll win that. But I think we're, as long as we don't shit the bed, we should be good for moving up. But you did mention that there were some sweeps. There was someone who swept.
Yeah, me.
Their matches. That was me.
I was also Lyle. No one else. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That was it?
That was it.
Are you sure?
definitely not somebody.
You sure there wasn't a small yellow electric mouse that literally swept an entire team?
I don't remember seeing the Dane. Hmm.
You gotta give it. You gotta give it credit where credit's due.
Which is funny, but yeah, I guess that's what I was asking, if you wrote the notes or not, because I know Matthew doesn't know this. Matthew does not know this at all.
I didn't.
You didn't. Oh, so Matthew did it? That's insane. He knows everything. You told him the side.
I didn't tell him nothing. I swear.
That's funny. But I don't know. Was it on the pod or was this on the side that I told you not to do it?
It was on the podcast multiple times, I think.
Okay, you can definitely quote me. Like, I'm pretty sure if you're going to see it. I still want to say, like, maybe, like, in actual, like, open Great League, it won't do well. Maybe in Premier. Ultra. I definitely don't think it does well. But if you want to prove me wrong there, too, and you get a 5-0, by all means, do it.
I'm trying. But what Pokemon was that?
So it was Raichu. I did tell you not to build it.
But which Raichu? Because people also, Kanto. When I said Raichu, were like, oh yeah, go ahead and build the Alolan.
Oh yeah, yeah. So you decided to build the Kanto Raichu.
Yep.
After I said not to. I think it was Wildcat and Lyle. Or Lyle just said, you know, whatever. But I know that he just said to do it, and you've brought it, two times now?
No, all three times.
Has it been three times already?
Holy crap. Yeah, I've done three, and I've brought it all three times, and it's played 9 matches and has only lost, I think, one or two matches.
Probably two. I don't remember too well, but
yeah.
Yeah, surprisingly, this little rat does a lot better than I thought. But, you know, just on my defense, if you actually sim this in PV Poke, which I'm trying to prove a point here, it doesn't do too well, and it's kind of like goes back to like other Pokemon where I say like take, you know, the sims very lightly, because with like energy and stuff like that, some things like pop off.
Yeah. What was it that I hit a brick break on and it like hit it like a truck?
The only thing I remember is that it got stuck with the obstacle, but that's normal because it's 4 times weak to fighting.
Yeah.
But still, you know.
It was for a brick break.
A brick break is a crappy move normally. Mm-hmm. So to do that much damage on the Pokemon, and I don't even think you have yours to level 50 or whatever level it needs to be.
It's level 50. It's just not best
buddy. That's what it was. So it's not best buddy. Okay.
Yeah.
And it was still putting work. So, yeah. Yes, Astro, I was wrong. Okay, I know he wants me to say that. So,
yeah, no, it's fine. After that sweep, Lyle looked over and said, "Fuck, now I'm gonna have to build."
Yeah, he did. you very well. You mean just get it's fun. Yep. It's fun to bring Pokemon that people don't expect. So,
yeah. It's fun. It's some good stuff. So, there was that. Our part deux, BTW part deux, won against a Gang of Morava. I think I said that right.
I think so. I don't think it's a Spanish word, but
that brings them to 3-3 for their first season, which is great.
Which is amazing. A lot. I think it's probably better than our first season. like, or whatever we did.
Oh, yeah, it was so bad. So, so also while we were in Ohio, actually sitting down to
as we walked into the restaurant,
as we're walking in to the restaurant to eat,
which by the way, I want to say that I hate you for that because I really want that now.
Oh, my wife's the same thing. I took them, for those who have one of these around, probably know, I took them to a chicken finger place called Raisin Cane's, and literally blew all of their minds.
Literally melted my mind. Like, it was so good. But anyway, so yeah, you were saying?
So Sylph dropped not just the new meta for this month, this coming month, but it's also the meta for Sylph regionals. Let's see. It is called, well, at first I thought I'm so bad at these things. When first saw the picture, I thought it had something to do with Star Wars because it does look like two lightsabers.
can we tell the people what this is? What is in the picture?
But then everyone around me proceeded to say that I was dumb, and it's a compass, the thing that like people use to make circles, mainly architects, which gives it the name the Architect Cup. So this one is interesting, and I'm actually much happier that this is the meta for regional opposed to, I think it was it Venture Cup for the last regional?
Or I don't remember, but I think Wildcat was saying the same thing, and I think someone else confirmed, but I think it was that it was something that people didn't really enjoy.
Yeah, it was either a slot or a point meta. I forget. Yeah. It was one of those two. But this one is a whitelisted meta. So the only Pokemon you can use is what's listed on the graphic. There's a lot of them. I'm not going to go through all of them. If you want to see what those are, we'll put a link in the show notes for that. But there's just too many.
61 Pokemon, which is a lot. Yeah, I mean, it's a decent amount. It's not a lot, but it's a decent amount.
Yeah.
Or something like that, yeah.
It was funny that, because I think what, maybe like that the night before we were talking about, I was making a joke with Dino that I was going to bring Licky Licky because I don't have a Lickitung and it should work exactly the same.
That you were going to bring it to the competition? I'm like, no, you're not going to do that.
Nope. And it ends up making the white list on here. But when the meta first came out, before PvPoke even posted it, I'm going to give him credit, Dino looked right at it and said to everyone there, Beware is going to wreck, is going to destroy people. It's the top one.
I said, yeah, it's going to be the pick.
Yep.
The go-to.
And it ended up being number 100. No, it ended up being number one when the rankings did come out. Now, I kind of started building a team, but not really, because I stopped to build my fairy tale team. But you built a team.
Yes,
you told me before.
I haven't practiced with it yet, so I'm okay with like saying what I'm running. My first draft of it being. And reasons why, like, I took a good look at the rankings, took a look at the Pokemons that are available, which I kind of enjoy because some of these Pokemon, which this is kind of like why, like, just going really like quick back to the Walrein community day, right? We were saying like evolve, you know, Walrein for Great League, Ultra, like Little Cup and all this stuff. But also, its second evolution is still viable for certain cups when Walrein is gone. Sure enough, you see Celio here, and if you had looked up to get a good rank one during that community day, you'd have maybe a really good one for this. So, like, I know I did. So, in case you did want to run that, they just, like, put Pokemon here that you normally don't see. So, like, Donphan, like you said, Licky Licky. Maybe my low take is a little bit weird. Charizard is actually here, which is kind of dope. Ariados, I mean, Ariados kind of used. But just some Pokemon that are not normally used that often are here, which I enjoyed a lot. So looking at that, I ended up, of course, bringing Beware, and I kind of built my team around that. And from there, you know, I went from step, like, you know, to see what is weak, what it doesn't do well against, and then, you know, got Pelipper, I got Muk, Kanto Muk, and then your favorite Pokemon that you brought for the last cup, Sudowoodo, Froslass, and Poliwrath. So I have two fighters, and I guess a pseudo fighter with Sudowoodo, to see how that goes. Looking at the meta, it's just like, it seems like it'll do pretty decently against it. I have yet to practice, but I kind of feel kind of confident that this team, I may have to switch like one or two Pokemon, but I think overall, I feel like it'll do well, at least with some of these Pokemon that I have here.
Yeah. That was the first thing when I looked at it. The first thing, after Beware, I said, oh, Sudowoodo is on here. That looks like a really good pick. It handles, like, even though it's ranked here at 27, it handles a lot of the top of the meta. It says it loses to Beware, but it loses, it's a battle rating of 431. So depending on shields, it could flip that match.
Yeah, depending on shields, energy, it's just a lot of things that are, you got to take into consideration. Like, if the battle rating is kind of close between like 400 and like 450, it still can get flipped.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Yeah. With energy, honestly, like, any Pokemon can get flipped with energy, but this is kind of like in the scenario if you're like starting from scratch, you know, you just bring in their Pokemon, they bring in their Pokemon, you guys have the same amount of shields. That's when these scenarios are played out exactly how it is on PV Poke.
Yeah. So, but the other one, and you had mentioned on your team that I saw and was like super psyched about it because I love using this thing, is the Kanto Muk.
I think you brought it last cup, or no? I think you brought it for something. I feel like, or you brought.
I think it was. Two cups ago? Oh, it was for one of our custom ones, I think.
Oh, yeah. It was for one of the custom ones. Yeah. Which I already forgot the name for, but you did bring a mark there.
It's fun. It has decent bulk. It has, you know, it's pretty spammy. But the thing that makes it, I think, like, perfect is you do see a lot of, there's a good amount of water. And your top three water Pokemon are also flying. So that's the two Gyarados and Shadow Gyarados, and then Pelipper are the three water. I guess it's technically two Pokemon, but throw in the Shadow variant. Muk runs Thunder Punch.
Yeah. Which is what I kind of like that pick or that move for it. It just does pretty well. It has, I mean, maybe against fighter it doesn't do the best, but it still resists any fighting moves. So, I definitely am enjoying it. You know, I like Kanto mm-hmm. Pokemon. So
the one thing though I was looking at was maybe not running Dark Pulse and maybe running one of the poison nukes, just because I don't really see a ton that Dark Pulse is going to be super effective against.
Yeah, I mean, the Pokemon that one of the Pokemon that it kind of semi loses hard to is Froslass.
Mm-hmm.
So against that, I think if you like go to Dark Pulse and then bait and then throw Dark Pulse next, I think that way it does have some play against it, which a Dark Pulse from Muk, even though it's not stab, it will do a good chunk because Froslass isn't that bulky whatsoever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, against some Pokemon, I see it. I do see both scenarios playing out. You can easily pretend that you have Dark Pulse and throw a Thunder Punch the whole time and, you know, mess with, you know, the mind games basically. So and then just use that nuke that you were talking about whenever you need to against something crazy like a Snorlax or even a Lapras, Celio, Munchlax, because I know that some of these Pokemon that it loses to.
Mm-hmm. The other thing I think we were all talking about was Lapras. We were saying not this one, maybe not to run Skull Bash. Was it on this one?
I actually didn't hear this. I didn't hear you guys talking about that, but maybe. Because what? Because against Pelipper, you really don't have anything, and it takes forever to get to Skull Bash. And with the Ice Beam, it's neutral. And Pelipper is not that bulky either. Against some Pokemons, it would do a lot better. So I can see that if you don't want to run Skull Bash, it's still viable if you want to rise like Ice Beam.
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, that is for those of you who are like, oh, that's a good idea. Just keep in mind that Ice Beam is a legacy move, so you're going to need an Elite TM to get that. So unless you already have one.
So is Ice Shard, in case you need to actually use that too. Elite Charge and
Elite Fast,
which I'm sure a lot of people have a bunch of with Elite. Funny thing is I didn't mention that we bring the Elite Charge in Community Day. I forgot. I don't know if you remember mentioning that I bought the box.
Yeah. Listen to this bullshit. Go for it.
So I bought the box the day before Community Day, which was Friday after dinner. I bought it, and I'm like, I noticed, first of all, that it's $13.50, which I think usually it's, I remember being $12.50. So they did go up a little bit in that. So I bought the box, and I'm like, yes, Elite Charge TM, another one. Thank you, God. I didn't check how many I had before. And then the next day, I'm like, I always go check the shop because I want to see like if I need any stuff for the day. I go check and I see the box again. And I'm like, I know I bought this because I see the coin count is what it's supposed to be after I bought the box from yesterday. So I'm like, maybe it's a glitch. Let me try to buy it again. So I buy it again and it goes through. So it let me buy two boxes.
Some bullshit.
And then the funny thing is, like, Who's Your Dad is like, what the hell? Like, I bought mine and I didn't see another one. I'm like, did you buy it on Friday or Saturday morning? He's like, Saturday morning. There you go. I think that's what this. Lyle also got the same thing. He got two boxes.
Yeah. Friday, I didn't have a box in there.
Apparently he says he didn't have a box, even though I saw it. Lyle saw it. I don't know. So yeah. It was really weird. I'm not mad.
Yeah,
I know you are mad, but
sorry. I noticed, but the one thing I did notice is I didn't see a lot of chirping about that.
Like what? In terms of like the cost?
People complaining that they were able to get two Community Day boxes.
I don't know. I didn't see anything about that.
Funny.
Are you trying to say because like you're able to? Because
it was good. It was a good box. Yeah. It was a good glitch.
The only thing I will say, which hopefully I'm wrong on, but Lyle seems like he confirmed it with me, that it was two boxes, because I wasn't sure if I paid for the box yesterday and actually didn't get the stuff, because I didn't keep track of actually getting the stuff, and then bought it again. So I don't know if it went two transactions for just one box. But he did say that I think his count was more before buying the box again. So that's the only thing I was a little concerned about.
Well, lucky bastard.
So Lapras, you need two Elite Charge. Elite Fast and one Elite Charge TM.
Yep.
Any other picks that you said that you guys mentioned that you may want to bring?
I, just from looking at it, maybe trying to find something besides... I have a problem with Malamar.
I was gonna say, like, I actually I did have Malamar on my team, but then I started noticing, like, damn, I'm really weak to like fighters. So then I brought Muk instead of Malamar. But who knows? Maybe I may end up getting Malamar. But Malamar does have a lot of play here as well.
I think its biggest reason that it has play, and that's what I'm saying, maybe trying to find a move, in a different Pokemon is the fact that it runs Psycho Cut as its fast move, and there's a lot of poison in here.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing it has it going, I mean, keep in mind, it can also, I don't know why you would do this, but you can also run Psybeam on it. Mm-hmm. But again, I don't know why you would do that. Because Psycho Cut, I mean, it is psychic, but it's just doesn't do that much fast move pressure damage.
Right. But there are two Pokemon down towards the end that I may mess around with just to see that run Confusion.
Is it maybe Slowbro, Galarian?
Galarian, Slowbro, and Venomoth.
Do you remember me mentioning like Venomoth? Because somebody was asking about psychic Pokemon, if there mm-hmm. was any at all. And then I said immediately, Galarian, Slowbro. And then you also have like some pseudo users that have no confusion with like Venomoth. I forgot if any there was like another one as well, but those are like the first ones that came to mind. So that would be very interesting to see.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to mess around with it. Like we said, this just came out. So we're still building teams and practicing, but we will keep everyone updated on things mm-hmm. Throughout the week, especially since this is a big meta for regionals. But I think most people's regionals are towards the end of the month.
Yeah, I think it's around like the 24th, maybe. I think that's when ours is. Yeah. It's something around that.
So, you know, we'll keep talking about it as the weeks progress. But I think that's it for Sylph. Little Sylph-ish things.
No, you're kind of forgetting. Nothing else to announce. You're kind of forgetting the champion.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so
huge thing.
Well, so we already announced, you know, the champion there with Lyles. So that ends season one. So people are probably going, well, is that going to be it? You know, why is the channel still active? It's done, blah, 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 blah. Because it's not done. So I took into consideration a lot of things people had asked, like in questions regarding like different types of tournaments during that time. So season two, I'm not drifting. So season two of Battle for the Belt is going to kick off in August. I need like a month to prepare everything and get everything going. So it will start August 1st. Now, there is going to be differences. One, we're not going to have qualifiers this time around. We did it with Master League, and me, Dino, and Wildcat felt like it ran smoothly and it was a little quicker, which gives us the opportunity to do everything, do more things. So the way it's going to run is we're going to run it very, very, very similar to a WWE season. So we will have quote-unquote pay-per-view events, just like WWE does, with our regular tournament running behind, like after it. Every pay-per-view, champions will be challenged. So those of you who have belts, maybe the last time you were holding that belt, that goes for everyone. Except for, even though Lyle has the Ultra League one, his heavyweight belt, which I should be sending out either this week or next week, that one can only be challenged at our version of WrestleMania. So the big show. So we get closer, I'll kind of explain more of how the formats are going to work and the different types of, I guess, quote unquote, special events. Some of them I will let you know ahead of time. Some of them will be live stream only. So it will be taking place, you know, some of them will be live tournaments taking place while we're live streaming, and select people will be picked at random to stream their battles. So I'm just giving everyone a heads up. Obviously, you can jump out or jump in at any point. But if you're locked in and you get picked, you have to figure out some, and you have to figure out some way to get, you know, able to stream. So, or be there to participate live. Otherwise, it'll just be a loss.
You know, sometimes whenever we create these things, I kind of feel like left out because I can't compete in anything of these things. So
Well, what? That's not the case this season. There will be select tournaments, not overall, not like for Great League or Ultra League or anything like that, but there will be some of the special events where we will get to participate.
God, finally.
Yes. It's the one that we're going to do is probably, it's going to be a King of the Ring type tournament. So if you guys watch WWE or don't know WWE, look up the King of the Ring tournament and you can kind of get an idea of what's going on with that. So, but more of that to come as we get closer to August. Congratulations, though, to... It's AXN?
Yes.
Okay. For winning and taking the NAIC trophy. One great battle. I rewatched it. Unfortunately didn't get to see it live. I don't think did you guys see
it? Yeah, we saw it. Yeah, we saw it live. I have it recorded where they both went down at the same time and got a tie for, I think it was like to knock out Andrew in the grand finals, and I was just like blown away. Like the plays this guy made is just like I was just like happy to see that because I still have like a long way to get to that level, which is, that means that you still have improvements. Like anybody has improvements. Even Lyle said it himself, like he wants to like message this guy to get like lessons on how to use Licky Tongue, because this guy knew how to use Licky Tongue.
Yeah.
Like it was insane.
Yeah. So his team was Shadow Walrein, Licky Tongue, Sableye, Shadow Nidoqueen, Medicham, and Swampert. Now Nidoqueen, me and you were talking, and we both kind of were like, maybe we should have brought that, or at least brought a better answer for it.
Yeah.
I think it was an issue for both of us, wasn't it?
Especially with like me being like stubborn and not wanting to bring a Walrein to this, just because I wanted to be a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little bit of an issue. I did have like soft counters for it, but I didn't really have anything crazy to like beat it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, the other thing that we noticed was its AXN is not really, correct me if I'm wrong, but he only does factions, right?
No, he only does GBL.
No? Okay.
He doesn't
factions and GBL. He doesn't do,
like, no, he, I don't, he doesn't do GB, Sylph at all.
Yeah.
From what I was told. So he's only a GBL player, which comparison the first regional that was done, it was a guy that didn't play GBL whatsoever, and he only did Sylph.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't actually, like, people were thinking, like, holy crap, maybe I need to be more of a Sylph player. Like, holy crap, now I need to be more of a GBL player. Like, people were saying, I think it was maybe you or somebody else that said, how did he do so well with the show 6, bring 3, when he doesn't do Sylph?
Yeah.
He's just that good, I guess. I don't know. But
I mean, also when you think about it, GBL, yeah, it's not a show 6 pick 3, but you have no idea what's coming out against you. And it could be anything.
Yeah.
So you've got to figure out during that battle how to get around whatever gets thrown at you. Whereas a bring 6 pick 3 format, he's looking at it and he's going, okay, I know what he's going to have, a combination, or they're going to have a combination of 3 of these 6 Pokemon, which shrinks that possibility from whatever 100 something that are eligible for Great League and GBL down to 6. Like, that's a big shrinkage, you know, a big gap.
I mean, like, I get what you're saying. I mean, to be honest with you, like, whenever I had like that break from Sylph and coming back to Sylph, it did take a while to get adjusted. So, mm-hmm. I get it. Because some people say, like, oh, with GBL you have more practice because you get more prepared for the for anything that's random, for anything that you don't expect. So in reality, I guess you get more practice by doing that. But I don't know. I think to me, like, a person that doesn't do sylph at all, he must have either practiced a lot, but his caliber of skill, like, you can tell, like, how precise everything that he did was, like, on point.
Right. Which is, I think, why he does factions. Factions is, at least for the Ultra League, Great League, Ultra League, Master League specialists, is very similar. I mean, there are certain restrictions in each league, but it's very similar. You have, you know, all the Pokemon that are eligible for that league to pick from. So he can get an idea, like, it's not a meta where it's super restricted picks. You know, an Ultra, is there restrictions in Great League for factions?
Yeah, there's a restriction. You can only, yeah, you have to pick from three of the list, the restricted list, and then the rest don't have to be from the unrestricted list.
Right. Which is, I mean, when you think about the meta for regionals, there was, like, what, three or four Pokemon that almost everybody had. So it was very similar. But it was an intense battle. And congratulations, because that was awesome.
So. Yeah, it was nice seeing that. It was really, really fun, and learned a lot for sure.
Yeah. All right. Cool. So let's. I think that's everything for at least the yep. sylph part. So let's go ahead. What? Right.
Right. Yep.
Am I right?
You're good.
Okay. Yeah. So let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and move over to the in-game news.
It's the in-game news!
All right. So, in-game news. Minus Mewtwo, are you done with this this TCG crossover event?
You know, I'm a Kanto guy. I don't mind that. I know a lot of people are, like, tired of it, and I get it. But I don't mind it, just because, like, even though I think we have Mewtwo for another this whole week still. Mm-hmm. But I get it. Like, I get it why people are still tired of it, and it's understandable. There's a lot of, like, Pokemon that you don't really need, and it's kind of annoying. Yeah. But since it's, like, Pokemon I like, I don't mind it. Are you tired of this? That's a yes.
Yes and no. So after regionals, my wife came with me to regionals or whatever the championship thing in Columbus. And after everything was done, she came up to me and said two things. One, I want to learn to play the TCG. Because she thought it was extremely interesting. But then she also realized the GBL is not just tapping on your phone.
Oh, there you go. That's good.
Yeah.
A lot of, until you see it, then you won't know.
Exactly.
Because a lot of people do think that, but it's not just that. I mean, if it's just tapping, I would just be like, yo, battle me and just tap. See how that goes.
Yeah. So for an outsider who's never played GBL, seeing it up close and then seeing not just, I guess, the passion behind it, but also the technicalities behind everything. She, you know, was like, oh, I want to start doing this as well. So I've been helping her this event, to pick up some Pokemon that she's maybe let slip through the cracks or maybe deleted, you know, things like Charmander and Venusaur or Bulbasaur for good Charizards and Venusaurs and stuff like that. So for her, this is, I guess I'm like okay with it vicariously through her. But as far as my personal catching goes, I'm done. I think today I caught my Pokemon for the day. I spun my stop and I put my event, made sure my adventure sync was on while I was walking around my office and in the shop, and that was it. I don't think I really caught anything outside of GBL today, because
I get it. Like, honestly, I do. A lot of people, you know, like Wildcat, you, every time we stream, you see a bunch of Pokemon just around him, and I'm just like, bro, freaking catch those Pokemon. Meanwhile, I have like literally 2 spawn points at my house, and this guy has like 15. And I'm like literally catching every, like, on the, every time like it spawns, I catch it immediately. So, for me, like, the reason why I catch everything and anything is just because I need, you always need better IBs for anything random. So, like, a Pokemon that maybe you never thought it would be relevant, maybe relevant. We never thought Ariados was going to be relevant. Now it is, kind of. So, you know, maybe Lopunny is going to be a thing. Who knows? And then you're just catching all those candies for all these Pokemon. So,
yeah.
That's just the way I see it. It's not like it takes me, like, 2 hours or, you know, a minute per catch. You know, it's just quick.
Yeah. So I get 4 house spawns.
And do you always catch, like, everything around your house? Like,
normally I catch everything around the house. Right now, I've got, out of those 4, 3 are, Wormpod? Wormpim?
Now I'm, like, blanking out after you said that. Wimpod?
Yeah. Wimpod.
Yes, Wimpod. Right?
And a Natu. That's what's popping up. Now, this morning, it was good. I was fine with it because I had a Wartortle sitting there. So first catch of the day on a,
is it 500 Stardust, right? So
yeah. So that was fine. I don't mind the little Wimpod things, just because you need so many.
That's what candies. I was like, someone said that they were tired of it. I'm like, I'm not. I want to get at least 1,200 just in case I want to build, you know, multiple.
Yeah. Yeah, you need so much freaking candy for this thing. It's ridiculous. So I've been catching those, but like I'm looking at them and I'm just sitting there like, I have 397 candy. Do I just want to use like my rare candy to get me to 400?
No,
so I
don't
have to catch this thing anymore.
The thing is for me, like I always pineapp every single Wimpod.
Yeah.
Because I'm not gonna lose that opportunity, because you don't know when's the next time you're gonna get more, and then that's it. Like you're screwed, or you have to trade somebody that has it. Yeah. And a lot of people are, you know, mirror trading already. But the funny thing is that we mentioned, like, some of the things that we see here, like, although you might get tired of this event, if you see a Dragonite at your house, like, you're gonna be happy to see that shit. Because, like,
I give you that, yeah.
But I don't see one at my house, so. If I didn't open my phone for every, like, 30 minutes or every, like, whatever, however how long it takes to respawn a new spawn, I would have missed a Venusaur, I would have missed a Blastoise, a Dragonite, the most recent one. And that's just at my house, sitting here.
That's all.
And I casually just check it because I need to make sure I catch anything that's around here. So I think even though, like, this event is like, eh, but seeing a Dragonite or even, like, a Charizard, Venusaur, Blastoise, anything crazy like that at your house is amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah. This event wraps up on the 1st, so Friday. Wednesday, when this episode comes out, will be the final Mewtwo with Psystrike raid hour. Normally, we would kind of go over July stuff, like the, I guess, like spotlight hours and stuff like that, but we don't have it, which is kind of interesting that
we
don't.
Do you prefer, actually, now that I'm looking, like, do you prefer to get more Shadow Ball Mewtwo or more Psystrike Mewtwo? You personally, because I, like, the general answer, I already know what it is, but, like, what's your preference? Do you care, or?
I mean, I don't care because of the candy, but the ones that I'm more, focused on were are the size strike ones.
Yeah, that's the correct answer, because that's like the I don't know if you've played Master League, so like size strike Mewtwo is no freaking joke
at all. Size strike even against something that resists it still does. Okay, so I took a size strike from Lyle on a Zacian.
That you almost, like, Zacian almost shit is like right there and then.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, and it was almost a full health Zacian, because it was the first, it was our first Pokemon. Yeah,
if I'm not mistaken, it did like 60% of the health or something crazy like that.
It was a little more than that. I think it got it into the red. Mm-hmm. Which is insane. It's just insane.
That's kind of why, like, I'm kind of don't mind Mewtwo right now, because I'm trying to get an my first XL Master League Pokemon in there, and that is a perfect one to start with, because I feel like that's kind of like the Sableye of Master League for me.
Yeah, it's just very useful all around, even in bad matchups. It's still, if you get one unshielded size strike, like, it's done its job. So, so we don't know anything for July as far as that stuff goes, except for, well, we'll talk about that next. The one thing that's coming up is the, like, in-person GoFest things.
Yeah.
Yep. In Berlin, Seattle, and Sapporo.
Is it Sapporo? Like, I always say Sapporo for some reason. I don't know which one it is. Sapporo?
Sapporo? Okay.
I think they have a beer. I think they have a beer under their name, right? I always get it whenever I'm, like, getting some sushi.
Yep. So, if you guys pay attention to the little news pop-ups that come up when you open the game every once in a while, you saw a thing that said something about wormholes opening up. So those wormholes will open up in Berlin, Seattle, and Sapporo, right? I said it right that time.
Sapporo, yeah.
Sapporo, okay.
Yep.
So we're going to get 3 new Ultra Beasts. One of them I'm super excited about. I don't think the other ones I am.
Is it because you don't?
Should I be?
Do you know how to say their names?
I'm going to try. Okay. I just don't.
You know, I know that one of them is your favorite, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
Berlin is gonna get Feromosa.
There we go.
Seattle is gonna get Buzzwole.
Buzzwole.
Sapporo is going to get Zerktree.
What the hell is this? 2 for 2.
Did I get it right?
What? I think Wildcat gets you nervous or something, because you said all of those right.
Yeah.
I think they'll fun. What the hell is going on?
I don't know. Listen, let's take it. Let's take it and run with it. So those 3 are going to be our new Ultra Beasts. And we're also getting, surprisingly, after, 6 years? Well, when did the Premier Ball, did we always have a Premier Ball? Or that came out during when Raids
that
started?
That came out, yeah, when Raids came out. Yeah, when Raids came out, when was that, 5 years and a half? I don't even remember when it came out.
Almost a year into the game, I think. So I'm going to say for right now, 5 years, we haven't got a new ball. And we're going to get a beast ball that you'll use to catch them. So I'm guessing instead of the premier ball, when you finish the raid, you'll get these beast balls.
Yeah, it kind of looks cool. I don't know if you saw it. But going back real quick to Buzzwole, since that's the one that's kind of local, that most of our listeners, I feel like, may get to it. Or it might just have the better moveset out of the 3. This is kind of like a Heracross, right? You know, a bug fighting. Mm-hmm. And the moveset's
definitely fighting.
I would hope so. But it's crazy how funny looking it's like. So you have Buzzwole that's freaking swole, and then you have Heracross that's so scrawny, but has a bigger body.
I just looked at these moves.
It's not bad. So, so you want to say right? It's not bad at all. It learns counter, so that's huge. And I think the difference in great leagues are for the stats between Heracross and Buzzwole is not too much of a difference. But the fast moves that it learns is Poison Jab, Counter, and the main moves, the charge moves, are Lunge, Super Power, Felstinger, and Power Up Punch. I didn't even read that they had Power Up Punch. That's actually huge. Power Punch is kind of be annoying, but from what I've seen, people are usually going to be running Lunge and Super Power. This thing actually, it seems like it's going to be very annoying, although there are some things that wall it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Azu is going to wall it, right?
Yeah.
But still, maybe you want to be a little bit spicy, do Poison Jab Power Punch,
right? I would say if you're running this thing in Ultra League, I would maybe run Poison Jab because there's more fairy.
In Ultra League?
Yeah.
So yeah, I agree. I think you can use either or, just build the team around it. So like mm-hmm. if you go Poison Jab, just build around that. If you use Counter, you know, in Great League at least, you may want to build something that's, you have two Pokemon that are strong against Azu. But it's a fighter that can do pretty well even against like Trevenant with Lunge. So yeah. I like it. I don't think that we're able to get it. Can we trade Ultra Beast, right?
So I think, yeah, you can trade Ultra Beast because I traded Nihilego or whatever with my wife. Like we did mirror trades.
Oh, okay.
We will be able to get it globally, but I just found out that we won't, unless you're actually at the event, you won't be able to, you'll just be using, I guess, a regular Premier Ball to catch them.
Okay.
Like if you would in any raid, only the people in the in-person events will get to use the new Beast Balls.
Okay.
So... yeah, so that's, I guess that's a little, like, bonus. But stats on this thing, if this holds true, did we get, like, a data mine on it yet? Or
in terms of what? No. Like
stats and stuff, or is this pretty accurate?
I think PvPoke posted it, so I think it's pretty standard already.
Yep. 236 attack, 196 defense, 216 stamina.
That's for 100%, like a hundo, or?
I think that's for the hundo.
Yeah, because I think I remember seeing, like, for Great League, it's around, like, one, that attack was, like, 130 or something like that. But, I don't know. I'm kind of excited about it, just because, like you said, it's more Ultra Beast, and Ultra Beast that you actually can use, mm-hmm. Versus, like, Nihilego that is just complete crap now, with the fast move that it has. But you know, in comparison to Heracross, you know, Heracross has its move set that it has, you know, Mega Horn or Rock Blast for flying and stuff like that. So I guess maybe that's what it has over Buzzwole. But I still like the move set from Buzzwole for sure.
So do you think this takes over that spot?
I feel like it, you know, people are going to bring it, but it's still not going to be. How often do you see, like, Heracross, right? With the stats, like, Heracross has attack stat of 134.6, defense 107, stamina 114, and then you have Buzzwole in Great League with 129.3, 112.7, and 119. So it's slightly bulkier with a little bit less attack. But mm-hmm. I guess we learn, for the most part, that we want that sometimes. So we'll see. We'll see how it is. I know people are going to definitely run it if Great League is around whenever that comes out.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to go hard on this one.
It's going to look cool. In the field, it's going to be like, you know, showing its muscles.
It's going to take up. Because I know in the anime, it was huge. When it came out, and if it doesn't do one of its poses when it gets thrown out of the ball, mm-hmm. I may be a little upset.
You think?
Because you know, like Caesar does, like the little like crab claw whatever thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like it looks like it's telling you like bye bye, Like, you suck.
Okay. So how tall did it say that Araquanid was? Do you remember?
I don't. Huge.
It was like 6 foot something or 7. I don't remember, but
I think it was like 6 foot.
If I'm searching up this correctly, this thing is, it says 7.8, and like it's 2.4 meters tall, like in the height. Hmm. So I don't know if it's gonna be like that much taller.
Look at it compared to what's it? Not Onyx, Steelix, because Steelix is pretty big on the screen too.
Yeah, actually, I mean, Steelix I thought would be a lot bigger in the game, but actually it's still big, right?
So it's a Buzzwole, 7'10", so it's almost 8 feet. And the water spider Araquanid is 5'11", so almost 6 feet.
Okay.
So this thing has almost 2 feet on it.
Dude, that's insane. And that thing is already big on the screen. Yeah. So
it's insane. Hold on, I'll tell you right now.
Holy crap, and this thing weighs so much.
Steelix is 9.19 meters. So what does that come out to?
So Steelix, is this holy shit.
So it's going to be like somewhere in there. It's still going to pull your screen back when it comes out.
Yeah, cuz Charizard is 5'7".
Yeah.
So this thing is freaking tall as hell.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh my god.
So, let's see. It's a 20k walking distance, base capture rate 2%, base flee rate 20%. I think what in raids, you're going to get it at level 25. So that will come in, I think 20, if this is right, 2472 is going to be like the I think the floor there, if I'm right, if I'm reading this right.
I think the raids is level 50 weather booster. I mean 25 weather boosted. No,
yeah, level 25. Oh, that is with weather boosted. So it's going to come in at level 20.
Mm-hmm.
In a 100. Standard raid.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 1977. Does GBL encounters, did we get an Ultra Beast during GBL?
That's a good question. I don't think we did.
Or was it just whatever legendary?
I think it was whatever was like spawning at that time, because Nihiligo was just for like day two of GoFest.
Yeah.
So I don't think it spawned, or we got it from there. I mean, if anybody can correct us, let us know, but I don't think I remember doing it.
Yeah,
or getting it in GBL.
So to get this thing into Great League, you would have to get it out of a research encounter, and or you're gonna have to trade it. Like a no friendship trade.
Maybe yeah, just one. Be like Lyle and just ask random people.
Yeah, just walk around. You got any Tapu? You got any Tapu Fini?
Like,
got any Swaddle? Get any
Swaddle?
Just asking everybody.
Yeah, just like, you got any Buzzwole? That's it.
Simple. Yeah, that'll be me. So yeah, I think that's pretty cool. And then they also announced it today.
Yeah,
I believe. Yeah. They announced July's Community Day, and we were kind of talking about it before the show, and I think we're both kind of just, I think we're meh about it.
Yeah, I got a little excited at first, but then I did a little bit of Sims. It's more of like a niche, like it's like niche Pokemon. Like it's still, I think it'll be more fun than viable. Like it's still going to be a little bit better. I still think if people are going to argue with me with that, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I feel like with energy, this thing is going to be killer, especially with like the attacks that it has, which I don't know if you want. Did we already announce?
Yeah. We'll go through all that. They announced it's going to be Starly. So that will be July 17th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. This will be the first time the shiny is released. During that time, and I think up to 2 hours after, if you evolve your Staraptor into, or evolve your Starly all the way into Staraptor. Is that a second stage?
No, Staraptor is that there's three stages. Yeah.
It will learn the fast move Gust. So same thing that Pidgeot has right now. Before we get into all that, the bonuses are going to be 3x catch XP, 2x catch candy, 2x chance of XL candy from catching, 3-hour incense and lure modules, snapshots, additional special trades, 50% less stardust for trading. Does this come after the in-person Go Fest, or is this before? Oh, okay.
So probably like the one that's from, was it Germany? That's going to be, the one from Berlin is going to be before, I believe.
Okay. So you won't be able to trade your Buzz Swoles for less, less no. dust on this. But no. They're going to do the group bonuses again. 4x XP bonus for catching near lured Pokestops if enough Starly are caught. And then Staravia? Staravia?
Yep. I believe actually you said that right.
will be... I'm going to roll then. Look at that. It's going to be the same thing as the Zuelius thing. It'll be 4-star raids. You'll need at least 2 people to take it down. And then once you do, it will be spawning outside. So this will be after Community Day ends. These raids will kick in. And then for 30 minutes after that raid gets taken down, you'll have Staravia. And I believe it'll be Starly too. It'll be both of them spawning, because I think that's what happened with us. It was like Zuelius and
yeah, it should be both of them.
But again, it is in person only. We did learn that we didn't even have an you don't even have an option to remote into it.
I don't think you do. It just shows the raid and nothing below it, like to click on it.
Yeah. I don't know if you can invite. I didn't check. But I feel like I got an invite for a raid for it.
I think maybe it does let you invite, but I don't think it lets you go into it. I'm not sure. I didn't try to invite, or I didn't get any invites either.
Yep. So we were kind of looking at the Sims here for this. And we put it against Bastiodon, because why not?
why not? Just put it against like the wall that it is.
Yeah. So before we go over that, its stats: 140.3 attack, 90.8 defense, and 124 stamina. So overall, 1581. That is at Great League level. I believe that is Glacier. The defense is lower than Gengar, because I think Gengar is at 94.
Could be, yeah. I know the defense from like Honchkrow is like 68.
Yeah, let's see. What's... okay, so this is a better comparison, because Honchkrow is going to be pretty similar to this. So Honchkrow is 150.6, 68.3 defense, and then 145 stamina with an overall 1492. So it's going to be a little bulkier than Honchkrow, and it's going to hit just as hard as Honchkrow hits. So...
yeah, I was just trying to check if anything like besides Surf Edge has like a higher attack stat, like, you know, Lucario does, Surf Edge does, but it beats Machamp in the CMP tie if they do, you know, attack at the same time. So overall, I mean, like, it could be a little bit better. just did like a quick sim in regards to at least the one and two shield scenarios versus the Great League meta. Just to give a little bit of a, I guess, example or comparison. But again, like, take it with a grain of salt because, like, it could just, it varies on actual gameplay. So Staraptor with actually wing attack and Brave Bird in close combat, the record in Great League, it's 3 wins, 47 losses, and 1 draw, with the average of 305.16 for its rating. And then Gust, instead of wing attack, it gets 18 wins versus the 3 that it did with wing attack.
Huh.
So it's 16 wins more, and 32 losses, obviously still a lot, but 16 more Pokemon that it makes a difference on. That's, I think that's a huge jump.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's a huge jump for this Pokemon.
But in the winch, in the one, one-to-one shield scenario, it doesn't, it's not much of a difference. It just picks up 3 more wins. Now, it probably, if you were to do it with the 0-0, I think it picks up maybe more wins. Actually, no, in the 0-0, it loses 4 more than the first one. So, it seems like it's better with shields then, right?
Yeah.
But again, like, I don't think many people are going to use it. They may use it, like, the first day because, you know, people always use whatever the community day Pokemon is the first day.
Uh-huh.
So...
So, for those of you who have never used one of these, its charge moves are Brave Bird, Close Combat, and Heat Wave.
So we're not touching Heat Wave unless you're trying to be really spicy. But
yeah,
we checked this. Go ahead.
Self debuffing nukes.
You know how much Asher loves that, right? So we know he's gonna be using it all the time.
Yeah. But we put it up against Bastiodon in probably the only scenario that it could probably do some damage to it. was in a 1-0 shield scenario. So Bastiodon would have no shields, Staraptor would have 1. It still loses. But you're able to get off 1 close combat.
And boy, does it do a lot.
That takes Bastiodon down to, 30 HP?
Something, I know it does, I think from what I saw, the close combat does about 70% or 68 to 70% damage on it.
68.8% damage.
Like, that's talking about an XL rank 1 Bastiodon.
Yeah.
That's insane. Like, it doesn't KO it, sure, but it's a flying type. What other flying type does 68% damage to a Bastiodon? There is none. Mm-mm. Not that I know of, at least.
No. And if you are quick on your switches, you could switch out of that.
Counter it down?
Yeah, into something to counter it down.
Yeah.
Because it won't be able to get off its next smackdown before you can switch out. You'd actually be able to get off one more. That was with wing attack, my fault. You still are able to get out before Bastiodon can get that second or that last smackdown to knock you out. But you are getting out of there with like 11 HP. So it's a good like rip and dip.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah.
Nuke and dip basically. But yeah, I'm not saying this thing's gonna be viable whatsoever, but I think it's gonna be fun. Like, for all we know, like, imagine if after for some reason the community day was last month and they put this Pokemon in that list for the Architect Cup. Like, you don't know. You just never know when they'll add a random Pokemon. Like, imagine people actually don't have a Venomoth because they're like, oh, when am I going to use a Venomoth? But now you can use it, and maybe you had a chance to get a better ranked one, but because you didn't catch it, like how some people are catching some Pokemon right now, then you don't get a better ranked one, so.
Yeah. So, in that 1-0 shield scenario, It has a battle rating of 420.
That's not bad, actually. That's not bad.
I mean, I'm looking at the different scenarios, and it's still pretty like iffy. I guess it would depend on what the health of the Bastiodon going in is. So
you want to hear something funny? Like, because you mentioned the 1-0 with it having one shield and Bastiodon having zero.
Mm-hmm.
So let me give you some crazy stats if that's the scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So if it has one shield and the other Pokemon, anything, has zero shields against the Great League meta, this thing has a 48 wins, 3 losses, 0 draws with 1-0 shield.
Jesus. So it's a closer.
Yeah.
Huh.
48 wins. And this is the whole meta. Like, the only things that I feel like, I'm just trying to check real quick. The only thing that beats it in that scenario is Stunfisk, because, you know, Stunfisk gets to Rock Slide really quick.
Uh-huh.
Another thing that beats it as well is, surprisingly, Mandibuzz. It's very close. And then the last thing that beats is Bastiodon. So everything else, we're talking about Azu, we're talking about Cresselia, we're talking about Deoxys, like Diggersby, any of these tanky Pokemon, that Lickitung has a 915 battle rating against it. Like, it wrecks it. So, like, just taking that, because like, this is what I was talking about with shields or energy advantage. This thing wrecks because nothing walls it. It hits everything hard. Like, mm-hmm. You have Brave Bird for any fairies. You have close combat for any of the steel Pokemon. This thing with energy, like, let's just say you build up energy, you catch with another Pokemon, and then you still have all that energy on your Staraptor.
Mm-hmm.
Just a scenario. I'm not saying that it's like, but if you don't know,
that's a very possible scenario depending on where you put this.
If you put this with a shield up against anything, it's full health. This thing is scary.
Yeah, and let's be honest. I mean, for most of the time, if someone is running a Bastiodon, they're normally leading with it.
Exactly.
So exactly. It's gonna have some damage to it if it gets stuck in that. If you get stuck in that position.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really good possibility that you could just knock this thing
out. I'm not going to lie to you. I got really excited with that number that I saw, but...
Matthew's eyes almost popped out. I know. What do you gave it?
48 wins!
Yeah.
That's like over 95% win rate.
Yeah. Because, so, with that one shield, no shield on full health Bastiodon, full health Staraptor, Bastiodon comes out of that with 22 HP and 17 energy.
Yeah, so.
So, it gets, you know, it gets any, I think if it gets any little bit of damage done to it before it goes into that matchup, I don't think it holds up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm trying to see, and ironically enough, this is on July 17th, right?
Yeah.
So, this falls on the weekend of Great League and Flying Cup. Coincidence?
That's gonna be interesting to bring into Flying Cup. Maybe not.
Yeah, well, yeah. Now that I'm thinking about any Flying Electric, will maybe actually kind of like check it a little bit, but even then it still does a lot of damage to a Zapdos, for example. So I wonder
how it would do against, like, Knocked Owl.
It probably still beats it. I don't think that's considered, like, a meta Pokemon, so I don't think it was there.
Yeah. Well, I'm just looking at... Actually, it loses to... In a 1-1 shield, it loses to Knocked Owl.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense, I guess.
Yeah. But... Now, keep in mind, it is a normal flying, so correct me if I'm wrong, but fighting is now neutral and not resisted.
Wait, is that again? Oh, yeah, against a Staraptor?
Normal flying?
Yeah. So it's neutral. Same thing with, like, Pidgeot, Knocked out. So it's neutral. So yeah, the counters and the Shadow Machamp would be doing a lot, or even like Sirfetch and stuff like that. But also the gusts are gonna be doing a lot to it as well. So it gets wrecked, but it can also wreck another Pokemon.
Yeah. Yep. So other good thing about this, it is a 1 kilometer walking for Candy, and it's a 10,000 Stardust second charge move. So it's cheap. Does this thing get up to Ultra League?
I think it does. Right? No, yeah, it does. Now, if you ask me, I guess if you want to get an Ultra League, would be good to know the stats for it if you were to want to get it, because you're definitely going to want to look out for that. So it's
35 and a half.
It's a 215-14 for the rank 1 Staraptor. So something to look out for. I feel like that's like a kind of, not I want to say common IVs that I see, but I think it's doable. It's a little bit easier than the 0 attack stat.
Yeah. So. So it's still ranked pretty low, but I mean, it would be fun to play with, I guess. I don't know if I would try it in Ultra League, but it'd still be fun.
I mean, for all we know, I mean, it's kind of like a cheaper Pidgeot.
Let me see. I'm going to put Pidgeot next to it.
Oh.
So. All right. So here's it. It gets. This is, what stats are these? This is on a 5/14/13 Staraptor. So that's a level 35 against a level 40 Pidgeot. So that's 15/15/15. So there's no buddy boost on this. Okay. Attack for Staraptor is 182, defense 117.2, stamina 160. Pidgeot is 143 attack, defense 133.5, stamina 165. So, yeah, and those are both non-XL.
Yeah. So, yeah, 180 attack, you know, it's still pretty nice.
So, let's see. Can I get it? Okay, so level 51. Okay, so this is, you know, XL with the buddy boost. Pidgeot's 152.9 attack, 142.8 defense, 177 stamina.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a much cheaper version of Pidgeot for Ultra League. With what I would say maybe a more viable moveset in Ultra League.
I think so.
Yeah, with
you have a bunch of Steel, Registeel.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Obstagoon, Scrafty.
I mean, the gust would still do a lot, but yeah, that even close combat would do a lot to it.
I wonder if it can get to a close combat against Wolverine.
That's actually a good question. It probably will if you have the shield.
It does.
Like without shielding, or it does have the shield.
With shielding, it gets to a close combat. It loses, obviously, to it in a 1/1 shield. But let's see,
A lot of these things are like just energy dependent, shield dependent. But you know, it's still doable.
Yeah, again, as a closing against Walrine. So let's say. We're going to do, it's a 1-0 shield scenario.
Mm-hmm.
It beats Walrine and still, like, bad. 771 battle rating. It comes out with, like, 87 HP out of that battle.
Type of thing. So.
Yep. So, it's, I mean, it could be a fun closer.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like we're saying,
get somebody into a new
take it with a grain of salt. Fun, right? Like that's the main thing we're trying to get across. Like, I think I'm gonna try it for sure. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that's pretty much it. We've got stuff to talk about in GBL. So let's just kind of go over it real quick and then move into our questions.
Soap Arena News.
So, when this comes out, we're going to be switching over to Open Ultra League and Kanto Cup. So we'll be wrapping up Retro. I think Retro has been okay for both of us.
It's been like a roller coaster for me.
Yeah, like up and down, up and down.
Yeah.
It was up, and then I had a dip. So I was running a form of Thanks Obama's team, right? It was Thanks Obama?
I think you actually had the whole team. Oh, no. You didn't
I didn't have Dragonair. Because I found out, trying to build this team, if you remember, I don't know if it was last week's episode or the week before, I had said that I had deleted, transferred three Pokemon. One of them was Alolan Ninetales. The other one was... Now I forget. I remembered all two of them, and I couldn't think of the third one. The third one was my Dragonair. And I didn't have another one or anything good to build. So I went with... So his team was the Water Spider, Dragonair, and Altaria. What I ended up doing, since I didn't have a Dragonair, was we figured one of the reasons they were running Dragonair was for the Aqua Tail. So we went with Kingdra. So I just happened to have a rank 1 Kingdra for Great League that I just I built right then and there. It's actually really fun. It was doing really well, actually. I started, Thursday, like in the low to mid 1900s. And by Sunday, when I got home, I was up to 2088. And then I dropped a little.
There you go.
And I noticed that once I hit the 2000s, it wasn't working very well, just with what I was seeing. So I ended up switching to Walrein, Trevenant, Altaria. It wasn't bad. But Ultra League, I love.
Yeah, that's all we care about. Like, this is over with, basically. And honestly, like, I was thinking about doing Ultra League myself, but then I'm like, I like Kanto. I can't. I want to do Ultra League, but I feel like Kanto just like calling my name. And it always gives me a chance to use Primeape.
Yeah.
If you look, I don't know if you have the list, but like if you look at the Kanto and PV Poke, you see, I want to say, like a good amount of Pokemon that are weak to counter or fighting, and then you also see a lot of them that are also weak to ice, which is Nidoqueen, any flying Pokemon, and guess what? Primeape has
Ice Punch.
It has Ice Punch counter, and you can go Night Slash or Cross Chop. So I think
would you suggest Cross Chop or Night Slash?
To be honest with you, like I kind of like Night Slash because it gives you the chance of the boost.
Mm-hmm.
If you get that, Primeape just goes rampage like it did in the anime. Like that's just like how that's how crazy it is, and you just can't stop it. And the reason why I say that is just because you'll get your random Alolan Marowak. So if you don't have Night Slash, you have nothing to like throw against it. Yes, Cross Chop does benefit you. You can even go with doing Night Slash in Cross Chop. It all depends on your team comp. So even a Night Slash will do a lot to a flying, not a lot, but it'll chunk any ground Pokemon or flying Pokemon. So personally me, I think I'm gonna go Night Slash and Ice Punch with my Primeape. Yep. So nice. If it doesn't go well, going back to Ultra League for sure.
Yeah. I will stick in Ultra League. I'll probably try Raichu out for a little bit. But I got a pretty, I want to say it was a rank 1, maybe rank 12. I don't know if you remember. Hydreigon or whatever. The final form of the Dino. Hydreigon.
Yep.
Which typing has to be happens to be dark.
There you go.
Dragon. So it fits in my triple dark team. So I may try it out just to see how it does.
Mm-hmm.
But it's probably not going to be a long-term thing. It'll probably be like maybe one or two battles, unless this thing just goes off.
Yeah, because I mean, if you can actually beat a Giratina if it has Shadow Claw.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it'll be fun. It's like one of those points. Like, I feel like we're all about fun, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Speaking of fun things before we talk about not fun things, you won't, if you're listening to this, it has already passed, but for next week, Tuesdays will be my streams, and they will be fun streams. Fun.
Yeah, we'll definitely tweet it out tomorrow, don't worry.
Yeah, so...
What time? Did you decide on the time that you're going to be streaming?
Probably 9.
9?
Okay. Like 8:39.
8:39, cool.
So, yeah, so that'll be fun. So, so the not-so-fun part. GBL is fixed?
So, people are saying it's fixed, but I think Astra says that it's not. I don't want to completely disagree, but it does work normally, like how it's like it works how it's supposed to work in terms of like denying moves. But with every fix, if you want to call that, comes sometimes a new glitch or a new bug. I haven't played since we started recording this, so I don't know if it was fixed since then or brought up on Twitter somewhere. But the switching is very clunky from what I saw when I was doing my the Fairy Tail Little Cup. And it cost me like first game because when I was trying to switch, it wasn't switching whatsoever. It just said stay there, get wrecked, and then just brought the next Pokemon. At least that's the only thing that I saw. So I don't know if maybe that's something that you saw differently.
So if you've listened to the show, you know that I very rarely notice anything in GBL. The only thing I've noticed before the fix was like the occasional lag during like a CMP. Or like during the charge moves where just the little ball starts spinning and next thing you know, you're dead. but so I don't really notice them. So for me to notice something and actually be kind of like, this sucks, I personally think it has to be noticeable because I don't notice much. So like Dino was saying, the switch is extremely clunky. And I noticed, and the only reason I noticed it is because it was during my Little Cup battle. That switch loses a fast move. So if you switch in and you're tapping, it doesn't kick in until your second fast move. It's almost like the Rocket, like the Team Rocket thing where like you know,
when it comes in or you switch, they just stop attacking. Yeah.
But it's not as long. And you really have to notice it. You'll notice it more on slower moves, like a counter or something like that, than you will on things that are faster, like I guess like a Fury Cutter or something like that. But there is, it could just be me. It could have just been me, and it could just be my eyes or whatever. Yeah. But I did notice that. And the other thing that I noticed was, the CMP. So you had said the CMP was fixed.
Or the you didn't like I guess people denying fast moves, the denials were was like fixed.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I at least with the battles that I did, I can definitely say that that was the case, that I don't see any more denying.
Yeah. What I noticed was normally when you get that, it will, if you lose, they'll throw their move. If you shield, it shields, and then it will go back to like the normal screen and then come back to your charge move for the mini game. What I noticed today was it went straight from the shield dropped, and then the mini game popped up. And literally, if I wasn't paying attention and did my normal thing, like kind of look away or whatever, I would have missed like the first part of the earthquake that I was throwing at that point in time, because it literally just went right into the little ground things popping up on the bottom.
So what I'm thinking is that maybe like that's what is supposed to normally happen. Just kind of like how a lot of people I saw in the Discord, like real quick, where they're saying like this new battling style is weird, like a new battling style. So like you got to adapt to it now. Which is not bad. You know, we're still early into the season, so I'm not too worried. And I feel like I already adapted it in the second match that I did, so I was like, all right, cool. Yeah. Like, I'm good.
One last thing before we move over into our questions. The last thing that I noticed was I would throw a charge move, or I would go to throw a charge move. I knew it was my turn. I should have been able to get the charge move off. And as I press the charge button, if like my Pokemon died. Again, I'm noticing it more because of the little cup and like whatever. But there was a couple times where like my Alolan Ninetales, it should have gotten off the weather ball. And there was like a good second and then it died.
Yeah, no, it's weird. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
So, yep. So that's it for GBL. As things progress, we'll talk about it more probably next week after we get like a good week of this in. So let's go ahead and move over to the question and answer segment.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Here we go. Actually, surprisingly, oh no, never mind. Maybe I was scanned through it a little too fast here. First one from Friend673. Do you think Community Day classic Pokemon are going to be part of December Community Day? I have two Bulbasaurs and a Mudkip I would like to build, but I'm not sure if it's worth waiting until December to build them. I don't think so.
I thought originally that it was going to be, but I feel like it's been a while now.
Yeah, we haven't had one in a minute.
Wait. Well,
the last one was...
Yeah, no. Okay. They would have announced it by now.
Yeah. I don't think so. Honestly, unless you don't have... Well, I think he started a new account, right?
So yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. That's why
I would just go ahead and build them. And don't take that chance. At least the Swampert.
Honestly, it's already almost what, 5 months. I mean, if you're not patient, then I get it. Like, do it.
Yeah, I'm not patient.
Like, get used to build it. But if you can wait, then I will wait for sure.
Okay. Next one from Greninja Muffin. What do y'all think of a fast move that does a set amount of damage each turn? Example, 5% of the opponent's health, not remaining HP total, every 3 turns. Do you think we will see this mechanic ever? I think it would be cool, but I fear it would make some mons not good, such as DD, that have rather low HP but high defense, which now becomes irrelevant against the move. So instead of...
What do you think?
I don't think so.
Isn't that kind of like bringing like kind of like burn or poison into the game, like those kind of mechanics,
I guess. Where
something like that,
you would lose, it would have to be something like that where you lose HP after every turn. It would just be really quick, but man, that would go fast.
Yeah, I don't think, because this is like a fast, like, you don't have potions, you don't have anything like that, like you do in like VCG.
Yeah.
So I feel like for me at least, like, it'd be cool, but I feel like they're just gonna keep that out of Pokemon Go.
Yeah, I think it would. I mean, he's right. It would completely make things like Defense Deoxys like irrelevant.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So, as much as we would want that, or maybe you think it'd be cool, I don't personally see it happening.
Yep. I like this next one from Posty1 Kenobi. Should Mindfu be taken out of GBL rewards or at least made shiny?
Yes to both.
Yes.
Either take it out or make it shiny.
But I'm so over these things.
Yeah.
So over it. From Team Magma Tyler, which we actually got to meet Tyler.
Yeah, we got to meet Tyler. We got to eat some, you know, chicken tenders with him.
Funny. What was your favorite experience while attending NAIC? The battles, the friends, the chicken tenders.
I'm sorry to everybody, but chicken tender is number one. Like, that's it.
The chicken tenders.
No, but I'm kidding. Like, pretty good. If putting food aside, like, I'm gonna say meeting people for sure. Like, meeting new people, meeting people that were in the Discord, like Tyler, and just all around, just meeting people in general.
Yeah. I would say, even with the chicken tenders thrown in there, like hanging out with everybody,
it was,
I know,
even better because you got to eat the chicken tenders while meeting new people or eating people that you just met for the
eating
first time.
Eating people that I just met for the first time?
Yeah, that. I'm sorry, I just got hungry all of a sudden, so I can't talk now.
Yeah. But I mean, I know, Wildcat after Friday spent the rest of the weekend with his family, which, you know, he kind of had already said that he was going to do that. But like sharing an Airbnb with you, Lyle, and Hoosier and my wife turned out to be an experience.
Yeah, to say the least.
It was a lot of fun.
I thought it was going to be, I guess you're going to say, like, I didn't think it was going to be like that fun. Yeah. Like, I didn't mind it.
Yeah. All. I don't think I stopped laughing like all weekend.
With like putting aside the Maldon and stuff, we already know from who, but that
almost,
you
lost
know, besides
my security
that, it
deposit.
Was like, right. besides that, it was a good time and definitely wouldn't mind doing it again.
It was a lot of fun. Yes. Next one from Sticky Valves. If you were a kitchen utensil, what would you be and why? I think I'm like a mandolin, sharp, sturdy, and reliable.
I've never really been asked that question.
Okay, so while you're thinking, I'll go. I would be a spork.
Okay, just because it's used eating and
you can use
a soup.
You can use it for soup, you could use it for ice cream, you could use it for cereal, you could use it for pasta, you can use it for pretty much anything. It's very versatile.
I was gonna go with a knife, but that sounds like a better response for sure. When you say spork, I immediately think about Toy Story.
Yeah.
So like, what was his name? What was his name?
Forky or something like that.
Yeah, I think it was Forky.
Yeah,
I think it was Forky. But, whatever. But I always think about that. But yeah, I think you're that makes so much sense. Definitely can eat everything and anything.
Yeah, pretty much. Next one from Shadow Prime 34. Actually, it's the next couple. One, who is your favorite Jedi? Go.
Actually, Obi. Obi-Wan is always my favorite for some reason.
Hmm.
He's like the least, like, I guess nobody really like rooted for him. He's like not the strongest either, but I don't know. There's something about him I always liked.
Hmm.
What about you?
Just for comedy purposes, I really enjoy Yoda, just the way he talks.
Yoda.
But Baby Yoda. I mean, maybe unpopular opinion. I don't know. I doubt it. But Anakin.
I feel like that's every. I honestly
no,
like them.
There's so
time.
Many people who are Luke Skywalker freaking fanboys.
Really?
It's ridiculous.
I think because like I started watching Star Wars when Anakin was.
Okay.
Like, I think it was number 3. Yeah. Like that was the first one I ever watched.
Yeah. It's Anakin. I like it. I just like the conflict, the constant conflict between what he wants to do and what he doesn't want to do. And it really kind of shows, in my personal opinion, the first three movies really show the flaws of the Jedi Order and how much of like a dictatorship it is versus, you know, what they say of, you know, goodwill and protecting others and stuff like that. It's very, yeah. Matthew's just shaking his head because it's right.
Yep, he's just like,
because yeah. He knows. And maybe one day we'll get into the whole political side of Star Wars, and my view on why I'm a Sith and not a Jedi, it's not just because I like, you know, dark Pokemon and metal music and stuff like that.
I would think so, but
no, there's actual like valid reasons behind why I would choose the Sith.
Interesting.
Not killing people, that's not one, but they both have their flaws, but there's valid reasons why I'd pick one over the other. Did you watch Obi-Wan, and if so, what do you think? I watched the first two episodes.
I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, so I don't know.
I am not I don't like going back in time to the weekly episode thing, so I just normally wait until it's all out. And then I'll binge watch it. Next one. When looking at Mandibuzz, what charge move is preferred? Dark Pulse or Foul Play? Is it like Razor Leaf and Vine Whip conversation? This is actually a good thing because I think about this too.
Really?
I think about this more with Umbreon because Umbreon's kind of in the same situation. With Foul Play and it's Dark Pulse, right? Foul Play and Dark Pulse?
Yep.
They're both pretty similar moves. Am I right?
Yeah. Well, Foul Play is 45 energy and Dark Pulse is 50 energy. So it's 5 energy difference.
But on a Snarl, does it make a difference? It's like, what, a half a Snarl?
So with Foul Play and Snarl, you can go 4-3-4-3, so like it goes back and forth. But with Dark Pulse, you go straight fours. So you can't ever hit it at 3 Snarls. You always had to hit it at 4.
At 5? 5? I think it's 5.
Not what I'm saying.
It's 4? Oh, okay.
Maybe that's Air Slash that you're looking at?
Maybe. But yeah, I have the same conversation. So you would go which one?
I always go Foul Play and Lyle always. I think I had Mandibuzz on Great League one time and I had Dark Pulse and he yelled at me. But you know,
but
when,
he also,
when does it
he also
when
yelled
does
at me
he?
When I ran Shadow Ball on my Mandibuzz until he ran it.
Right? but no, yeah, for sure. For me, at least, I always do Foul Play.
Okay. I'm going to test it out one day. Let's see. I wish I could run 2 Umbreons on the same team in GBL so I could see, but we'll see. What is your absolute favorite part of the Pokemon franchise and why?
Oof. I feel like I can't pinpoint one thing about Pokemon. Like I did have like my drought like where I didn't like I didn't even play or had anything related to with Pokemon for like maybe 5-6 years until like 2016 was the first time where Pokemon Go brought me back. So for me, I don't know. I just like the community. I just like that there's so many people that get together and I just like Pokemon what's like overall. Like I really know I really can't say one thing. I just like the whole thing as a whole, like TCG, the games itself for like the main series game, Pokemon Go now. So I just can't pinpoint one thing. I don't know if you can, but I know I can't do that.
I don't know if I can pinpoint one thing. I don't know. It's kind of like that feeling people say what they get when they go to Disney. Like it makes them feel like a kid again. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Pokemon makes me, it makes me happy.
That's the important thing.
But it also, yeah, it also makes me, I guess, feel younger. I don't know. It just gives me that feel, like that, it's just that feeling. Like, I'll be 38 and I'll still, by myself, turn on the anime and watch it. And it just makes me happy. It, like, takes away, like, it feels like the weight of everything that's going on in my life is just gone. So I guess that, and I really just, I like the message that it's based upon, like, friendship and love and, you know, respect for others and things like that. I think it's a very solid message that they say a lot, especially for kids nowadays to learn. Who is your favorite legendary Pokemon, favorite mythical?
Mewtwo, Mew. Easy.
It's Mewtwo, and
you have Darkrai, you have Manaphy, you have Mew, Genesect, Victini, Celebi.
I'm gonna go Darkrai.
Darkrai, I figure as much.
Yeah. What is your favorite aspect of Pokemon Go specifically? I mean,
PvP, I guess, right? Right?
Yeah.
I think we can both agree on that.
Yeah. If you were a gym leader, what type would you specialize in? Dark.
Fire.
Nice. Really? You'd go fire?
Yeah.
You just want to get your ass kicked.
I like Charizard, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Seismic toss Charizard?
Yeah, exactly. I wish. Do you remember every time, like, the time where, like, went around the world, like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was the best.
The day Seismic Charizard comes into Pokemon Go will be a great day.
Because then they'll hit steel types. Well, steel and rock.
Steel
types
would just disappear.
Steel and rock. Yeah. I mean, steel has fire, you know, fire, but for rock types, it will have a good move for it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What Pokemon would make your everyday job easier? Mine would be a Rotom.
That's not, honestly, having any Pokemon at all would be awesome, first of all. But I kind of want to say Charizard. It would fly me everywhere, right? Just no commute. Like, I don't have to, like, fucking drive, so I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. I could just literally tell Rotom to do everything. Just, hey, become this.
Do this shit.
Do it for me. If you could be a Pokemon, what would you be? And who would be your natural enemy? We had to be, like, a Pokemon that exists already? Up our Pokemon?
I'm going to take it as, like, it's a Pokemon that already exists.
Scrafty.
So you want to be a Scrafty?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm saying Charizard way too much, so I'm going to go with Mewtwo. And I feel like Mewtwo hates Mew, so there's that.
Yeah, so that would be a good rival. Yeah.
I don't know who's any, like, who would be your natural
Mr.
enemy?
Mr. Mime.
That's a good one.
Even though he's
I think he doesn't have charm, so you're good.
Yeah. I just feel like Scrafty would look at Mr. Mime and just be like, man, I want to fucking punch you right in the face.
Dude, especially the Mr. Mime from Detective Pikachu.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was so fucking creepy. Yeah.
He just headbutt him and pull his pants / skin.
Yeah, his skin. That just sounds wrong. What's it wrong?
Yeah. Without looking it up, who do you think has made more money?
Oh, that's
Lego,
easy.
Disney, or Pokemon?
That's easy.
Okay.
Disney.
I'm going to go with Lego.
Lego?
Yeah.
There's no way that Pokemon...
Have you ever bought a Lego set? That shit's fucking expensive.
No, it's expensive, but more people go to Disney.
And do we have an answer from Matthew? Yes? It's Pokemon? Huh. So Pokemon is the most profitable. See, I didn't want to go Pokemon. I thought it was going to be, like, one of those, like, trick questions. So.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. I felt like somebody mentioned, that I think Disney was the highest one out of all of them. Out of something. I don't know what it was.
while you're double checking that, but I'm pretty sure Matthew Reardon. Did I win most question award for the week? Let's see.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
King Tom's was
King
slacking.
Tom didn't get drunk.
King Tom didn't get... We didn't ever ask him if he got drunk or not. Or I think we did. I don't know.
And out of the BTW hosts, who would be the gym leader of the group? I'm going to let you answer that one.
I can't answer that. I feel like... Why? I don't know. I feel like the gym leader of the group, like... That's I don't like to say myself, so... if I would have to say if it's not me, then I would probably say Wildcat.
I would say you, because I feel like Wildcat would be more of an Ash type.
Okay.
Where like he's out there helping, but he's really out there to kick somebody's ass. And you're more of the let the battle come to me, opposed to going after the battle.
Okay.
So,
actually, yeah, I think, I don't know.
If Wildcat was a gym leader, he'd be like Brock, where like he's a gym leader, but he's never at his gym.
Yeah.
So if, he's just doing everything but being a gym leader.
Yeah. No. Oh yeah. 100%. That actually makes a lot of sense. He would definitely be a Brock for sure.
Yeah. Next one, Zavius Zuki. What meta / non-meta mon do you just not like to use? Even when it would be a good choice, you just can't stand it, so you pick something else.
I feel like that was easy because I didn't bring it into the Ohio. Walrein. I know it's really good, but I just can't use it. Like, I don't like to be that. I don't like to follow like everyone's footsteps in regards to like using the same Pokemon as everyone else.
Yeah. Mine was, and it still kind of is, even though I use it and I'm using it now, but I really just, I don't like it. Trevenant, surprisingly.
So you don't like to use it?
I don't like to use it, but I do when it's necessary. So I guess that, that doesn't really fit the question then, because Registeel. I really don't. Registeel is like,
I love to use that thing.
I built one and hated it trying to figure it out. I would much rather have something else very than that.
Right.
Like, I know it's rank one always and everything.
Get it. It's just because some people like the fast move pressure or the fast moves to actually show that they're doing some kind of damage. When lock on, you have no damage that you're going to be seeing at all.
Yep. So Matthew came back, gave us some interesting information. Oh wait, we have an update. Okay. So in media, Pokemon is above, but overall franchise, Disney is the top.
I think that's what I heard, and that's why I picked it.
No,
man. Ha!
I love Legos. Lego wasn't even close there, but
it just got killed.
And then the second part, favorite type. I think we said
fire. Yeah, fire, dark. Yep.
ISO 33. Why are you not allowed to sim your team versus your opponent's team on PV Poke before your match? For someone like me who just started doing Sylph, I think it would help level the playing field against players who have been doing it for a while.
Do you know?
What?
Like, why you're not allowed? Wait, did you know that you're not allowed to do that?
I didn't know that.
So that's the standard rule. I mean, think about it. So if normal tournaments were in person, When did you have time to sim?
This is true.
Like, when in-person tournaments, you never had time to sim. So I think it's just based off that. I think that you can definitely sim stuff before going to the tournament. But during the tournament, they see it as cheating because you're kind of like seeing it, how much you can survive. And that's kind of like why you do practice, right? So if you want to get like the same level playing field, practice more, and that way you can count while you practice and sim it while you're practicing.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense what you said. Yeah.
God, I don't know when I got so, like, knowledgeable with self stuff. I hate it so much.
I'm just going to say no one will know. Next question comes from Cool Trainer Specs. I was planning to take my 15-7-15 Shadow Mewtwo from 40 to 50 for Master League, but caught a hundo this week while grinding for Excel. If I can only max one of them, which should I go with?
Ooh, Astra, Master League specialist over here.
No,
which one do you specialist. Think?
He's already got his Shadow Mewtwo at level 40. Yeah, I would just go with that one.
Wait, no, because he says he's planning to take his 15, 17, 15. Oh, he does have it already.
He has it at 40 to 50. Opposed to whatever it got caught at as at a hundo from a raid. I'm gonna say build the Shadow.
I kind of want to say the Shadow as well, just because it is a little bit, it's ranked a little bit higher, right, in PV Poke. And also, you already are almost there. And 15 attack is, and like 15 stamina is already pretty good enough, I think, in my personal opinion.
Yeah. And you're already losing the 20% defense anyway, because it's a Shadow. So.
Yeah. And maybe if, I don't know how much you want to raid, but maybe get enough to get the regular Mewtwo there.
Yeah.
You still have another week, right? Well, by the time this gets out, a few more days.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, a Psy Strike from a Shadow Mewtwo?
Imagine. That's just, I don't even want to know.
Next one from Smiley561. What is your most used emoji on your phone?
Oh, that's easy.
Oh, yeah? The surf's up.
The Ronaldinho, bro.
Hang 10.
It's a Ronaldinho. Yeah. That's what he does.
Mine is the rock fist. Or,
of course it is.
And the other one is a heart.
Because I really hope that's for Miss Astro.
Yes. It's that and you, right? I send you lots of hearts.
Thank you. It was a little secret, but now everybody knows.
Yeah. I use, like, the rock fist for everything, because it's a very, like, general. It could be, like, happy, and it could be, like, go fuck yourself. It just depends.
I never saw it that way, but now I know.
It's kind of like a thumbs up. Like, a thumbs up can be like, yeah, I agree with you, or it could be like, yeah, you suck.
Yeah, like, thanks for nothing.
Yeah. I wish, like, they had, like, movable, like, emojis, because this one,
right,
where, like, you, like, really give it a thumb.
Yeah.
That would be my favorite. Next one from next four, actually, from King Tom. First one. Cliff, Arlo, and Sierra should have who as their next mystery encounter?
Would it be new or someone
that's already... It could be whatever.
That's tough. Because, I mean, there's pretty good ones right now. Maybe ones that they had before that were pretty good. I know I like Hypno, so I've been doing that for the Drowsy a lot. But I'm not too sure which one I would prefer to have.
Shadow Jigglypuff.
No. I don't... Wait, I was going to say, I don't think we have a Shadow Charmer, but it's Granbull, right?
Yep.
So...
Shadow... No. Oh, Shadow Chansey.
What? No, you don't want to lose the bulk?
Oh. So, yeah, Shadow Wigglytuff. Do we have Shadow Eevees?
No, we don't.
Shadow Eevee.
I don't know how you feel about that.
A Shadow Umbreon?
No, you want the bulk. Why are you taking away the bulk?
But it could handle it.
I don't know. I kind of want something that's like... Shadow
Scrafty?
Okay, I can go with that. What about like... Shadow Obstagoon or Shadow Pikachu? Would that be a thing?
War Turtle House Spawn. Sorry.
This guy's playing.
Obstagoon would be cool. It would just be cool just to have. I don't know how useful it would be, but
Shadow Primeape.
There you go.
That's what I wanted to
have. Yeah, there you go. Who were the best Shadow Pokemon by a leader? Like the final one?
Who were the best Shadow
Pokemon? Well, I Mewtwo from Giovanni.
Yeah, that's easy. Mewtwo.
Yeah, Mewtwo.
Or Charizard.
It was Mewtwo or Lugia. I thought those were cool with like the because it had like the electric. It had a little more to it than just, you know, the purple fart.
Yeah. I like the Mewtwo one especially because it's just like electric around his body.
Yeah. What Shadow Pokemon do you use the most?
Oh, that's easy. Shadow Snorlax.
That's right, you do.
Because he's the Ultra League, right?
It went from Hypno to Snorlax. Because you used to be all about Shadow
Hypno. Yeah, it was regular Swampert, Shadow Hypno. Mm-hmm. But now it's like Shadow Snorlax, then very close second is Shadow Swampert.
Yeah, I think mine, it's either Shadow Swampert or Shadow Machamp. And depending if I'm feeling spicy, it's Shadow Sharpedo.
What? That thing is so annoying.
Even though Shadow Scizor, after the last not forged cup, the one before, or whatever it was that I used it for, slowly stole my heart. But it's still Machamp and Swampert. When Shadow Blank comes into the game, it will break the meta.
I don't want to say it will break it, but maybe it'll be like a close, like pretty good. I mean, the only one that comes to mind is Primate. That would be pretty good. Anything else? Like, I feel like a lot of the Pokemons that are Shadow already, they're pretty good already.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Shadow Trevenant? That could be one, which would be like a lot more damage to flying Pokemon.
Eating the spider?
Which one? Galvantula?
No, the new one.
Araquanid?
Yeah.
No.
And give it more attack?
You're killing the bulk again on these Pokemon.
I guess. But it's not like that much when you think about
it. Yeah, but you're not really also gaining that much attack.
Yeah.
Like if you see it that way.
Yep. So, whatever Dino said then.
Yeah, what I said.
This one is from Rajoki.
Okay, sure.
What's the more effective buff/debuff attack boost or defense lower? Example, Flame Charge versus Poison Fang. I like Talonflame, but been finding a little spice with Salazzle with Incinerate / Poison Fang. Though not as bulky. I'm wondering if it's a comparable output with the attack boost and defense drop.
Oof. I think this goes like to preference, right? Like, you know that Asha loves the debuff, self-debuff moves, right? So he definitely would pick that one instead. But no, I'm just kidding. It really depends on the play, because I know he wouldn't pick anything that lowers, I guess, anything that lowers is a self-debuff, right?
Yeah. I think he's asking more of, like, so Salazzle runs Poison Fang, which is a defense drop, but his Talonflame runs Flame Charge, which is an attack boost. So which do you think, if you had an option, if your Pokemon had, it could only run one move, Poison Fang or Flame Charge, which one would you pick? Because they're both pretty weak.
I think I like the one that it debuffs them more, because then that sets you up for your other Pokemon to come in and clean up.
Yeah.
So I think debuffing either their attack or defense helps you in the long run. So I think that's the most effective one overall, because you can bring the attack boost to your next Pokemon.
Yeah. I agree. I really like when I was using Kingdra, like getting that like what is it, harsh?
Yeah, that's defense. Two times. Like, so it's twice, right? So it
and it saved me a couple times. Like, that was my win con that I got. That
exactly
boost, got that.
That's why I love using a neutral league.
thanks, Obama. You're at a barbecue. What is your go-to food?
Is this kind of like an American like barbecue? We're talking about like a
just a barbecue in general. Doesn't matter.
Steak.
Okay.
Picanha, to be specific.
I am not a huge beef person.
Okay.
I'll eat it, but I'm not a huge beef person. So I go with cow beef. I guess pork is not considered beef. Or I don't know, however you want to put it, but like sausage, I'll do sausage, but I like the sides normally more, like the coleslaw or potato salad,
nice, corn, nice.
Those kind of things.
Funny thing is I'm doing the barbecue on this coming Saturday. So they're going to be doing like a lot, like, well, I'm going to be doing the burgers and hot dogs and stuff like that. So like the typical barbecue, I guess, right?
I'm actually not a real big fan of homemade burgers.
So you prefer like fast food burgers over homemade burgers?
No. Okay, I prefer like a good burger from like a restaurant.
Okay.
But homemade ones, even the people who think they make really good burgers.
Sure.
They make really good burgers to them.
I think I make a good burger, but again, that's just me, I guess.
This is actually a really good question because I've been listening to a lot of her the past couple weeks. What is your favorite Taylor Swift song?
I don't even know why you have been, but I'm kind of curious.
I love T-Swizzle.
I haven't listened to her in like the longest time, to be honest with you. I used to listen to her back when I was in like high school.
So, you don't have like that one song?
I do. My shit's corny as fuck, though. She had a song in 2008, Love Story. That's the song that I used to love. Because at the time I had a girlfriend and, yep. You can,
Romeo.
Yeah, exactly. So yep. You know it.
I know it.
He's like, he knows the whole lyrics. For a guy that loves like freaking hardcore like rock, it just throws me off like really bad.
It's tough. It's tough to pick one. So it's either I Knew You Were Trouble or Blank Space. It just depends. But Bad Blood comes really close. Really, really, really close in there.
Okay.
That whole, what is it, 19, as it's going to play? 1989. Hopefully that didn't pick up too much. We don't
Damn it, Astro.
That whole 1989 and Red albums, those two are just, they're so good. Her new stuff is really good, too. Oh, I like this one, too. This is from Mama Climbs. What is your famous Jonas Brothers song? Can you even name a Jonas Brothers song?
I can. I actually did use to listen, and I do have a favorite song, and it's corny as fuck too, as well from that. Love Bug.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I told you, I may still be corny, but definitely corny.
Mine is either SOS or Burning Up.
That was more of like a rock, right? Like that was like,
yeah, it was more of their like attempt at like a pop punk style songs. Like DNCE, that band is lit. Cake by the Ocean.
Oh, okay, yeah. I used to love that song.
Oh, that song.
I was like, I don't know who the band is, but then you said the name of the song. And I'm like, oh, okay, I know who that is.
The solo stuff that they did was really good. Another one from Smiley 561. This question is for Dino.
I'm kind of curious if you even know who this is, but go ahead and read the question.
I can't even pronounce the name.
Rebelde.
Yep. What is your favorite that song?
So apparently it was like a band from like a I want to say like a Spanish TV show. Mm-hmm. So they actually the band had a song called Rebelde as well. So that was my favorite song from them. So there you go. Okay. Yeah.
You're going to have to send that to me so I can remember and so I can listen to it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I'm sure my wife knows it too.
There's no way if she's Latina, she knows. She knows.
Our last question from Frost Benny. Another one for Dino. Dino, do you feel closer to your community after your big day on Saturday? Personally, I had a lot of fun. Just wanted to say thanks.
He is very welcome. I hope everyone else enjoyed my day. But funny enough is, yeah, this is, it's, I don't want to say that it was my day, but it's just funny how everyone kept saying it, especially after, like, Speediest Chief. He said it in front of, like, I think it was, like, hundreds of people in his stream that day. He's like, Dino, it's your day. Oh, no. He said, Dino, it's your day. So I was dying. I'm like, oh, my God. And then, of course, like, Lyle just, like, has to, like, bring it up. But, sure, yeah. I do feel closer to my community, you know. I had Mama Climbs tell me, send me that dollar ticket, you know, to me, yeah, because she said it was my day. And I'm like, all right, thank you, I guess, right? Yeah. So that was awesome. So yeah, I do feel it. I feel the love, you know.
I like that. And the last one from him, who are the winners and losers of the new PvP?
Did we already kind of go over this? Or I feel like Astro...
But if we're going like, people, I'm losing.
I was gonna say Astro feels like he's losing, guys. But we'll see. I guess more. I feel like it's too early to say who the winners and losers are of the fix, right?
Yeah.
Typically, we'll see, you know,
we'll see on Wednesday when I run my dark team that I know like the ins and outs of,
yeah,
and I know what I win and what I lose and, sure, and things like that. I'll be able to get a better idea of it. But mm-hmm. I feel like maybe like the slower, fast moved Pokemon may suffer a little more from this.
Could be, yeah. Actually, yeah. I think you might be on something like that. That makes sense. Yeah.
So, all right, that's it. We did it. Good job.
Woohoo!
So before we wrap up, big thank you to all of our Patreon supporters. If you want to support the show, you can for as little as $1 a month, which will gain you access to our Discord. Links will be in the show notes. Support our team BTW network streamers, Lyle's Jeff 3, Instinct Leader Spark, and Kyle Throws on Twitch. Their links will be in the show notes as well. Our Coach's Corner supporters, Clifford Mert, Friend 673, Eastwood, Mama Climbs, Moshpit 37, Uncle B Said 50, E110, Hasui and Ryan, Shoestar, and Graves. Our Patreon supporters, thanks Obama Kittens and High Five and King Tom. Our Discord admin, Reyes 683, Siegel, Fish on a Heater, and Lyle's Jeff 3. Our executive producer, Matthew Breaker. For more exciting content, you can find us on Twitch at twitch.tv/BTWPVP, where we're all streaming now weekly. Or you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. I saw we got a couple more subscribers over the past couple days, which is awesome. That's BTW PvP Official. Matthew is doing an insanely good job on it. And we actually talked about this. Me and Dino talked about this over the weekend. That once him and Matthew get this PvP like tutorial thing up and running, we will be the only PvP like channel that's teaching you like from the very beginning how to play. I may be wrong, but I think both of us agree.
I think, yeah, from what I haven't really seen anything that is like a tutorial type of YouTube.
Yep. There's that. All that, again, all these links will be in the show notes. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at BTWPVP Podcast. You can email us at info@BTWPVP.com. Links for our merch store, Patreon, and our friends over at Palletown PVP, along with a link to our fantastic website that is doing awesome. Just reminded me, quick update on merch store. I have recently acquired some screen printing devices. So we will slowly, as I get better at it, be moving our merch off of Teespring and doing it in-house. The first item that is going to be moved once Hoosier gets it figured out will be the NWO BTW NWO shirt. So that will come off Teespring and be exclusively on the website. And the cool thing with that is they're going to be a lot cheaper. So I know a lot of you, I know a lot of you want the shirts, like the shirts, but sometimes justifying $30, maybe more, to a spouse or your wallet or your bank account, doesn't make sense. This is going to give you a chance to get those shirts cheaper. And all of that is possible because of you guys. Your support, all that stuff. This is where all that money from our Patreons and stuff like that are going. It's going to make things for you guys more fun and cheaper and prizes and cool things like that. But if a Patreon is not something you are into, you can help the show by continuing to spread the word and give us reviews on whatever podcast platform you listen to. It helps. It's very, very, very appreciated. Spread the word, all that stuff. We actually got business cards, and I think Hoosier brought them home.
I feel bad, but
I have like a stack. I still have a stack. I'll probably send them a thing to send to me so that I could put them like inside like the boxes or whatever when we start selling shirts. They were really nice. So if you were able to get one at regionals or intercontinental, whatever the hell that thing was called, you got one. That's it. Thank you all for listening to the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. I'm AstroZombie954.
Y yo soy Diño. Hasta la próxima. Buena suerte y mejora.
Did you come up with that, or did Sasha McRiddle tell you
to do
that?
No.
You did that all by yourself?
Yeah.
Look at you spicing things up.
Hell yeah.
Look at that. for those of you who don't know what that means,
it's the same thing that we always say.
Figure it out.
Oh, man.
All right. Chat out.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.